So, should we start the afternoon session now? So, I'm telling them, I don't worry at what time we start. So, if we start from 2:10, I will go up to 4:10. It seems we have a few students missing now, right? So, well, I hope some of them are coming, so they will be in time. And actually, we also had a very heavy lunch, so I'm afraid you may be muddy, and I will be floopy. So when we come to the Association of Teacher and Data Seekers, I noticed that you feel a little less honest. That means it will feel a little difficult not to follow, maybe. So it should not be. It should not be that. So on this combination, they are quite intellectual, but they are not actually very difficult. So in the morning, we have begun with we say the Data Seeker, Sangdaha method. The Sangdaha method. So in this method, we take each jhana, and enumerate the jhana seekers that associate with that jhana. So we have already finished with the association of jhana seekers with the eight lopamula jhanas. So we now understand, these eight lopamula jhanas. They are different, in their combination with the data seekers. Well, please come. So we are glad, to have two more monks. So one is the Venerable Dhammadinna. He used to be my student in Myanmar, for 1 year. And he's a good student. And we also have another Venerable from China, from Open Nation. Okay, very nice. So please, have a seat. So this combination of teacher and data seekers, they are actually quite interesting. So try to understand. So if you don't understand what I already taught you previously, you will find it a little difficult to follow. But anyway, try to follow, try to understand. Now we have said that the eight lopamula jhana, four are asankharika, and the other four are sasankharika. So these eight, they have different combination, different combination with jhana seekers. And that is the reason the Buddha described eight lopamula jhana, because they are different. So we can see, like in the first lopamula jhana, you have all the 13 anyasamana jhana seekers associated with it, and including the four moha chatukka. This moha chatukka, chatukka means a group of four. So a group of four jhana seekers, so you should know they comprise of moha, ahirika, anuttapa, uddaccha. These four jhana seekers, they associate with all the akusala jhana. So in all the akusala jhana, you always have this four moha chatukka jhana seekers. And as it is lopamula, you have lopa, and it is dikkhagata-sambayuttam, you say. Dikkhagata-sambayuttam, the first. So you have dikkhi. So altogether, 19 jhana seekers associated with the first lopamula jhana. When you go to the second, the asankharika lopamula jhana, instead of dikkhagata sambayuttam, you have dikkhagata vipayuttam. Vaitivika means not associated with Deity. So instead of Deity, you put in mana. No? We say here, the mana, no? Here, mana can associate with the four Lokha Mula, Deity Kata, Vaitivika, Chaita. So instead of Deity, you change into, no? Into mana. So you still get 90. Then when you go to the next pair, the next two, so it becomes upikha sahakatam. So when you become upikha sahakatam, it is accompanied by neutral feeling. We say indifferent, no joy. No? When you are having neutral feeling, no joy. So you subtract piti. No? From inyasamana, you subtract piti, one less, so instead of 19, you get 18. So when you go to the four sa-saṅkhārika, now sa-saṅkhārika means unprompted or not spontaneous. That means they are inactive. And they are inactive because tīna meta are present with them. So you just add these two cetasika, tīna and meta. So if you add two more here, you get 21 each year, and if you add two, the 18, you get 20. So these are the combination of the eight Lokha Mula Chaita. Now we can go to the two Dosa Mula Chaita. So again, you have to refer to the name first. So let's read the name of the two Dosa Mula Chaita. How do you read? So this third symbol is called Tomanasa Sahakatam Patika Sambayutam Asankarikam Ekam Sa Sankarikam Ekam. Now you have to know the meaning. So Dhamanasa Sahagatam accompanied by. No, Sahagatam means accompanied by. Dhamanasa, painful mental feeling or displeasure. So if you are having painful mental feeling at the time or displeasure, you don't have pity. So again here, piti is subtracted from the anyasamana, right? So you have dhamanasa sahagatam patiga sambayuta. No? Patiga sambayuta means associated with dosa. That patiga and dosa are the same day. So dosa is present, that means. Asankarika, it is spontaneous, unprompted. And sasankarika, it is prompted. So, no, you can go here, you subtract PT from the 13 in Yasamana. And you again have the Moha Chituka. Now, we put in all the Dosa Chituka here. Because we say here, no, that Dosa Chituka can associate with the two Dosa Mula Chita. So, you put in the full Dosa Mula Chita. So, how much do you get in the total? 20. So in the Sa-saṅkhārika, you add tīna-meta, just like before. You add tīna-meta, you get 22, right? So shall we read this? Shall we read this? Dosa-mūla asaṅkhārika chaita is associated with 20 cetasikas comprising 12 anyasamāna excluding piti. And four Moha Chituka Chetasika and four Dosa Chituka Chetasika. The next one, Dosa Mula Sa Sankarika Chaita associates with 22 Chetasika comprising 12 Anyasamana excluding Piti. Four Moha Chituka, four Dosa Chituka, and two tīna meta, so that would make 22. So, you know how the two Dosa Mula Chaitas is constituted. Now we can go to the two Moha Mula Chaita. One is Vijigicca Sambayuta, and the other is Uddaccha Sambayuta. No? See this, one is Vijigicca Sambayuta, and the other Uddaccha Sambayuta. Both of them are. No, you give the negative sign. So they are upikha sahagatam. So when you say upikha sahagatam, they accompany it by indifference. So indifference means you have to subtract pity again. No pity there. No? And for the Vitikicca Samyutta, we know that Adimokkha cannot associate with Vitikicca Samyutta. No? So you are referring to this. In the Vitikicca Jiva Seeker, we're not, no. Here, Adimokkha. Where is Adimokkha? Here. Adimokkha do not associate it with the Vitikicca Samyutta Chitta. You are explaining your Vitikicca. No, you are having doubt. So your mind is wavering. So when your mind is wavering, you cannot make the decision whether it's good or bad. So Adimokkha do not associate, you know, with the Vitikicca Samyutta Chitta. And invoked the Mahamula Chaita, you subject Chanda. No, you subject Chanda. And that we also discussed already here, Chanda would not associate with the two Mahamula Chaita. No? So one is having doubt and the other is restless, so they don't have the Chanda with them. So you get up to now, up to here. So for the Vitikicca Samyutta Chaita, you will have Vitikicca present in it. So altogether, you will work out to be 15 Chaita Seeker. And also in Moha, the Mula Uddhata Samyutta Chaita, you are subtracting Piti Chanda from the 13 Anyasamana. So 11 Anyasamana Chaita Seeker plus 4 Moha Chaita, that also amount to 15. So can we read for the two Moha Mula Chitta? So we can read Moha Mula Vijikicca Samyutta Chitta associate with 15 Chitta seekers, namely, so you are subtracting 3 from the 13, so you say 10 Anya Samana Chitta seekers excluding Adimokkha, Piti and Chanda. Then you add 4 Mahachitoka and Vitikicca Chitta Seeker. So you get the total to be 15. Now the next data, Mahamula Uddhata Samyutta Chitta associates with 15 Chitta Seekers, namely the 11 Anyasamana Chitta Seekers excluding Piti Chanda. And 44 Moha Chaturka Chaita Seeker. So, it's alright with you now? To finish the 12, the Akusala Chaitas now. So, these are 12 Akusala Chaitas. They are associated with the Chaita Seekers. They should be associated with them. So, very systematic, not at random. No, you cannot put in here this. You have the reason for all of this. Now, we can go to the 18 Ahetuka Chaita, this group, the 18 Ahetuka Chaita. Again, we take this, the 5 pairs. The first 5 pairs call them? Dvi Pancha Vinyana Chaita. And this Chaita associate only with the 7 Sabha Chaita Sadharana Chaita Sita. So they have the least number of Chaita Sita. Associated with them. Only with the 7 Sabha Chaita Sadharana Chaita Seekers. Now since they are Ahetuka, that means rootless, no root. So when they are no root, you don't associate the Akusala Chaita Seekers or the Sovana Chaita Seekers because these contain the roots. Moha, Lupa, Dosa, these are the roots. So they don't associate with these rootless Chaita. So, very easy, just 7. 7 Sabha Chaita Chaita Chaita. Then the next is the Somanasa Santirana Chaita. No, this one, the Somanasa Santirana Chaita. Same as Somanasa, it is accompanied by joy, so you have piti. So, piti is present in this, in this Chaita. Piti is present. But in the Santirana, Virya and Chanda, are absent. And actually, you can subtract Chanda from all the rootless chitta, because we already said here, now the Chanda does not associate with all the 18 Ahituka chitta. No, these are just Vipaka and Kriya chitta. No, Vipaka chitta, they arise, you know, with the condition of karma. They arise with the condition of karma. And Kriya, just functional. No, to do their function, they just arise when they are necessary. So they don't need Chanda. So you can subtract Chanda from all of these. So in Samjidana, you know, subtract Virya and Chanda. So you have 11 Anyasana Majjhita seekers associated with them. When you go to Manodhara Vachana, no, the Manodhara Vachana has a negative sign there, Upika. So if it is Upika, you know it is indifferent, so Piti must be subtracted. And Chanda is also absent, so you also have 11. When you go to Hasi Tukpada, it is the smiling. When you go to Hasi Tukpada, it is the smiling consciousness of Arahats. It is Somanasa. So Piti is present. Only Chanda is absent. So you get 12, not 12, the Anyasamana Jita seekers who associate with them. And the rest, no, the remaining, now you have already, no, taken 13 chitta. The remaining 5 chittas are 2 upika sandhyana and 3 manodhatu. So you have a new word here, manodhatu. No, mind element, we say. Mano is mind. Dhatu is element. No, the mind element. So the remaining 5 chittas from this, no, set of chittas, they are now that this 2 sampatikshana. And you have 3 santirana. No? And so these are the 5. All the somnasa santirana has already taken. So 2 sampatikshana, 2 santirana, and pancha dwara vachana. No, what remains? So here we say, no, oh, here, 2 upika santirana. So you have the 2 upika sandhyana. Now these, the 2 sampatikshana and pancha dwara vachana, these 3 chittas are called manodhatu. No? So you have to take note of that. They are called manodhatu, the mind element. So these 5 chittas, no, these 5 chittas, they associate only with 10 anyasamana chitta seekers, excluding virya, piti, chanda. So, let's wait for this group. Dvi, the 10, Dvi Pancha Vinyana, no, Chaita, associate only with 7 Sabha Chaita Sadharana Chaita Sika. And Somanasa Santirana Chaita associates with 11 Anyasamana Chaita Sikas, excluding Virya Chanda. Manodvara Vachana Chaita associates with 11 Anyasamana Chaita seekers, excluding Piti Chanda. Hasi Tupada associates with 12 Anyasamana Chaita seekers, excluding Chanda. And the 2 Upika Sandhirana Chaita and 3 Manodhatu, now these 5 Chaita, associate with 10 Anyasamana Chaita seekers, excluding Virya, Piti, Chanda. So, does it sound all right? Well, so long the chat is there. No? So you can just, you know, read the chat. If you understand this, others are not. No? So, if you understand it, oh, you can see. No, what chitta seekers associate with, no, such and such chitta. So you can see from here. So then we can go to the next group. So we are taking the 8 Mahakusala Chaita. So, no, so we are going to the Kama Sobhana, and among them we are taking now the 8 Mahakusala Chaita. And we divide them into 4 pairs. Now the first pair, no, but the first pair, what do you call it? The name is similar to the Loka Mula Chaita. So how do you go, priest? So namasa sahakatam. Jnana sambayutam. Sankharikam ekam. Sa sankharikam ekam. The meaning? So manasa sahakatam, accompanied by joy. So you have joy. So just like in the Loka Mula Chaita. Since, no, the joy means pichi. If pichi is present, we take that all the 13 anyasmana, no, will be present. So you get that, no, that answer. And the next one, jnana sambhutam. So jnana means panya. No, jnana and panya, they are synonymous, we told you that. So the panya. So among the sovana chitta seeker, you have this, no, panya indriya is the panya chitta seeker. So you know panya to be present. Now, asankharikam ekam, sasankharikam ekam. One is spontaneous and one is prompted. No, from that, you don't get any indication of chitta seeker. No, here in the kusala chitta, because they are sasankharika, you cannot add tinamita to them. No, because tinamita, no, belong to the akusala chetasika. This akusala chetasika, they would not associate with the, no, sovana chetasika. These are all sovana, no, beautiful ones. So they don't associate with tinamita. So you don't put in tinamita. Now, all the akusala chetasika will not associate with the sovana chetasika. Remember, no, these two groups, 12 Agusala, 18 Ahituka, the 13. No, these 13, they are called Asovana. No, here you have the Asovana. They are the 13. So all the remaining, they are Sovana, beautiful. So in this chaitra, you exclude all the Agusala to the Sika. They were not associated. Now, from the name, no, we know that all Inyakusamana to the Sika will be present. And panya will be present. Now, what do you know more? No? So, how about sovana sadharana? What does it mean? Sovana sadharana? Sovana sadharana means they associate with all sovana chaita. No, you have already said that. So, you will put in this 19 sovana jirisita in all these sovana chaita. They were always present. No, so, what you have to consider now is the two groups, Vidati and Appamanya. Will they associate with this chaitra? So, if you refer to this first chat, we say the Vidati and Appamanya, they associate with Mahakusala chaitra, no, intermittently and individually. No, we have done that in the morning. So, if they can associate with Mahakusala chaitra, you just take it that they associate. No, so here we take both this group to be present. So you get all the 25 sovana chitta seeker plus 13 anyasmana, so you get 38. No, for the first day. Mahakusala Patamadvi. Patamadvi means the first day. So here is the question. No, the first day you say one is asankharikam ekam. And the other is sasankharikam ekam. Now you differentiate them as two chitta. One is asankharika, the other is sasankharika. But when you look at the chitta seekers that associate with them, you see the associate chitta seekers are the same. No? Association, the combination with chitta seekers are the same. Why do you differentiate it as asankharika and sasankharika? That should be the question. That should be the question. Now I'm asking you the question now. No. So why? Why do you make it different? So I think some of you could answer it. So it depends on the activity of chetana. No, chetana, volition. No, in asankharika, chetana is active. Volitionally active, we say. So asankharika is volitionally more active than the sasankharika. And because of that, we do friendship then. Now, though the combination with Chaita Sika are the same, because of the activity of volition, we separate them. Because when we pay resolve, the results are very different. Now, when you have the asankharika, the results are very great. And the result would come very early. But sasankharika, you do the meritorious sikha separately. Now, you have to prompt yourself. Oh, you better not donate, to the temple. So you are trying to persuade yourself, and then hesitantly you donate it. So when the result comes, it comes hesitantly. It will come very quickly. So you have to wait it to come. And it comes in small amount. No, so the result becomes very different. So because of that, the Buddha differentiates them as asankharika and sasankharika. So we have the combination with the first pair now. When you go to the second pair, so you have to refer to the name again. So the second pair, so manasa sahakatam, jnana vipyutam, asankharikam ekam, and sasankharikam ekam. What's the difference? What is the difference with the first pair? Just jnana vipyutam. The first pair is jnana sambhyutam. Now jnana vipyutam, that means now panya is not present. Now vipyutam is not associated with panya. So you just subtract panya. So you get 37. No, you get 37. Alright? Then you go to the third pair. So you read the third prayer, the name of the third prayer again. So now it becomes upikha sahagatam. Now the third prayer. Now please read. Upikha sahagatam, jnana sambayutam, asankharikam ekam, sasankharikam ekam. So just like in the Lokha Mula Chaita, when it becomes the upikha. Upikha is indifferent. Indifference means you don't have pity, the joy. So again here you take out the pity for these two pair. No, you take out the pity. And this jnana sambhyutam, so panya is present. So still you have 37. No? For the third pair, it is upikha sahagatam, jnana vipyutam. So you subtract pity as well as panya. So you get 36. So these are the number that associate with the two pair. Alright? So let's read the chart now. We can read the chart now. You are becoming a start now with reading this. So, okay. Mahakusala Patamadri, you can say like that. No? Mahakusala Patamadri associate with 38 Chaita seekers, comprising 13 Anyasamana Chaita seekers and 25 Sobhana Chaita seeker. Now we go on. Mahakusala Vidyadri, the second pair, associate with 37 Chaita seekers, comprising 13 Anyasamana and 24 Sobhana Chaita seekers, excluding Panya. Now we go to the third pair. Mahakusala Katyadri, associate with 37 Chaita seekers, comprising 12 Anyasamana with excluding Pichi and 25 Sobhana Chaita seekers. And Mahakusala Chaitadri, the fourth pair, associate with 36 Chaita seekers, comprising 12 Anyasamana excluding Pichi and 24 Sobhana Chaita seekers excluding Panya. So you get this eight. Then we go to the eight Mahavipaka Chaita. So here, the eight Mahavipaka Chaita, they are named the same as Mahakusala. The names are the same. So what we know from the name would be the same. So just like Anyasamana, associate in this eight Mahakusala. So they associate in the same way here. And also with the Panya. You get Panya present, absent, just like here. Now the difference is in here. So here you exclude both Vidhi and Apamanya. So again, if you refer to the first step, this Vidhi and Apamanya, they don't associate with the eight Mahavipaka chitta. So we exclude here, and we also exclude here. Now, what is the reason? So you should know the reason. Why we the chitta, no, do not associate with Mahavipaka chitta. So can anyone suggest? So it is the $1 million question. So that would be, now remember, Mahavipaka, no? Vipaka, resultant chitta, they arise because of the takusala kamma, not takusala kamma. Takusala kamma conditions them to arise. No, when they should arise, actually. No, so as resultant chitta, they cannot perform new meritorious deeds. They are the resultant one. No, they have to arise because of the result of the karma. They cannot perform new karma. Now, this vidhi means training in morality. It is meritorious deed. And also apananya, that means meditation, also meritorious deed. So this Mahavipaka cannot perform that, this thing. So we cannot associate with it. No? So that is what the reason we give. And later on, when we go to the next chapter, you will find that these Mahavipaka chitta, they serve as a light continuum in us. No? They serve as light continuum to keep us alive. No? And this Mahavipaka, the light continuum in us, no, they take the sense object, no, that belongs to the past existence. They have already taken the sense object that belongs to the past existence that we'll explain to you later on. So they cannot take new sense object, not pertaining to the vidhi and apamanya. Right, in the, to do the samavacha, you have to pay attention whether you are avoiding the wrong speech or not. And in the karuna, you have to focus on miserable beings. So you have to focus on them. That is your the sense object. They cannot take. They have already taken the past object. No, so they can. These two groups cannot associate. So you subtract these five from the sovana. So you get 20 sovana. See the figure? Plus with 13 there, you get 33. That is the maximum number, is 33. So when you go down, you reduce just like here. Now when you come to the second pair, jnana vibhutam, so you subtract panya. When you go to the third pair, it becomes upikhasa, then just like here, you subtract pichi only. And when you come to the fourth pair, you subtract both pichi and panya, so it becomes 31. So you can reach in the same way. Is that all clear to you? No? It should be, no? Okay. All right. Let's read them again. No? The association of the seeker with the eight Mahavipaka chitta. Okay? Mahavipaka patamadvi associate with 33 chitta seekers, comprising 13 anyasamana chitta seekers and 20 sovana chitta seekers, excluding vidhi and apamanya. Alright? Then you go to the second pair. Mahavipaka dutiyadvi associates with 32 chitta seekers, comprising 13 anyasamana chitta seekers and 19 sovana sadharana chitta seekers. So you get 19, no? So you get 32. Now let's go to the third pair. Mahavipaka tatiyadvi associates with 32 chitta seekers, comprising 12 anyasamana excluding pichi. And so here, this group, no, you are subtracting 5. So you get 20 sovana chitta seekers, excluding vidhi and apamanya. And Mahavipaka chatuthadvi associates with 31 chitta seekers, comprising the 12 anyasamana excluding pichi, and Again, 19 Sravana, Sadharana, Chita Sika, that you got 31. Okay? So we can go to the next group. So the next group is Mahakriya. These eight Mahakriya Chaitas, they are named in the same way as Mahakusala. But names are the same. Again, the names are the same. So, the Enyasmana Chita Sika, and Satari, Sravana, Sadharana, and the Panya. Now, we associate just like in the Mahakusala. Now, what is the difference? Here, we exclude Viruchi, but we put in Appamanya. No, we put in Appamanya. Now, the reason can you find here? So, here, Viruchi, we say they do not associate with Mahakriya. No, they don't associate with Mahakriya. We give the reason in your book. Now, we say, the Viruchi are Kusala Dhamma. No, they are Kusala Dhamma. So it belongs to meritorious state. Whereas Mahakriya, they are Abhyagata Dhamma. Abhyagata means the Kriya and Vipaka Chaita are called Abhyagata Dhamma. Abhyagata means they don't have karmic properties. This Kriya Chaita and Vipaka Chaita, they don't have karmic properties. No, the Vipaka, they are resultant of karma. So they don't perform any new karma, no karma property. And also this Kriya Chaita, no, the Kriya Chaitas now, they are just functional. No, they arise and then they dissolve. No, so they don't leave any karmic property. So these arahats, they don't form new karma, no arahat. They don't form new karma. So we say the Viruchi, no, do not associate with the Mahakriya Chaita. Now the two Appamanya, they associate with Mahakriya Chaita because arahats also perform meditation on compassion and the sympathetic joy. So now we put in the Appamanya. You exclude only the Viruchi. So if you exclude the Viruchi, you get 22 Sravana Kirtika. If you combine that with 30, you get the total number to be 35. No, you get 35 here. So you subtract, here Panya present, your Panya is absent. Panya present, but PT absent. And both Panya and PT absent, just like here. So we can again read the check. The Mahakriya Pachamadri associates with 35 Chaita Sikas, comprising 13 Anyasamana, and you are subtracting 3. 22 Sravana Chaita Sikas, excluding the 3 Viruchi. Then we can go to the second page. Mahakriya Vidyadri associates with 34 Chaita Sikas, comprising 13 Anyasamana, and how many? So you have the 2 Appamanya and 90 Sravana, 21 Sravana, Chaita Sika, excluding Viruchi and Panya, Viruchi and Panya. Now the next pair, Mahakriya Satyadri, associated with 34 Chaita Sika, comprising 12 Anyasamana, excluding Pichi. And now you are excluding only the Viruchi. So 22 Sravana Chaita Sikas, excluding Viruchi. And then the next one, Mahakriya Chaitadri, associates with 33 Chaita Sikas, comprising 12 Anyasamana, excluding Pichi. And 21, how do you get? Again 21. No, the Sravana Chaita Sikas, excluding Viruchi and Panya. So, it's all right up to now. So I hope you don't get lost. So once you understand now, it's all right. It goes on like that. Now when you come to Mahakata, remember this Mahakata Chaita. No, Mahakata. They are the Jhana Chaita. No, the Jhana Chaita. So when you come to the Jhana Chaita, you have to be aware of the Jhana factors. No, vichara, tuti, sukha, ekagata. No, they are the Jhana Chaita. So we classify the jhana chaitas according to the first jhana, second jhana, third jhana, fourth jhana, and fifth jhana. So we have the numbers here, just like we have the numbers here, the same thing. The 27 hectare comprised of three first jhana, three second jhana, and 15 fifth jhana, the same thing. So in the first jhana, since all the jhana factors are present, you can take all the anyasamana cittasikas to be present. So it is logical. So you don't exclude any, because all the jhana factors are present there. Okay? Now when you go to the second jhana, you subtract vitaka. You know vitaka is eliminated. So when you go to the third jhana, you subtract vitaka and vichara. Then you go to the fourth jhana, so you subtract vitaka, vichara, and putti. Then you go to the fifth jhana, you subtract vitaka, vichara, and putti, just like before. But by changing the somanasa into upika, somanasa, the sukha into upika, you are not subtracting any jitasika. Sukha is vedana jitasika. Upika is vedana jitasika. Vedana jitasika must be present in all chaitas. So we cannot subtract anymore. But these two chaitas are not the same. The chitoksha jhana and panchama jhana, the fourth and the fifth jhana. No, then you find that the chaitasikas would be the same. The chaitasika would be the same. But we say they are different jhana. Why? So again, another question? You lost track now. What I mean? No? So you understand? No? When you go to the fifth jhana, you eliminate sukha and you put in upika, we say. Upika ekagata sahagatam, sahitam, you say. So instead of sukha, you now have upika. That makes the difference. No, in the chitoksha jhana, it is sukha is present. No somanasa vedana is present. When you come to the fifth jhana, it associates with upika. So they are different in this feeling. In the meaning, they are the same. Okay? So if you know that, we know how anyasamana associate with the jhana factors. Now you have to consider the sovana group. Again here, the sovana sadharana will be present in all these chaitas. Since they associate with all sovana chaitas. And again, panya. Panya will associate in all these jhana chaitas. Because jhana chaitas are exalted, we say, more exalted than kama chaitas. So they will associate like the panya. Associate with all the jhana chaitas as well as all the lokuttara chaitas. Panya will be present. Now, the question is, how about viriti and apamanya? What they associate with this jhana chaitas? Well, that is your question. So what do you see here? Here, you subtract viriti just like before. And you put in panya up to the fourth jhana. The apamanya. You put apamanya up to the fourth jhana. When you come to the fifth jhana, you also subtract apamanya. You know the reason for that? I got the answer for you, I believe. Well, sometimes it's quite catchy. You cannot see it quite abruptly. So, now I lost my question. why the apamanya? Do not associate with the fifth jhana. So here we have. I think you have to come to here. Now this apamanya here. We say they associate with the fourth jhana, but not with the fifth jhana here. Because by karuna and mudita meditation, you can develop the full rupa vachara jhana. The first jhana, second jhana, third jhana, and fourth jhana. So up to the fourth jhana, these two can be present, just like we say here, they can be present. But now this Atamanya here, we say they associate now with the fourth jhana, but not with the fifth jhana here. No, because by Karuna and Mudita meditation, you can develop the full Rupavachara jhana. The first jhana, second jhana, third jhana, and fourth jhana. So up to the fourth jhana, these two can be present. Just like we say here, they can be present. But is associated with upekha. But upekha is cannot be together with Karuna and mudita. They associate only with somanasa here. So it's the reason here. So you put in the apamanya up to the fourth jhana. When you come to the fifth jhana, you also subtract it. Okay, can we read? Can we read? The three mahakata patthama jhana chitta associated with 35 chetasika comprising 13 anyasamana chetasikas and 22 sodhana chetasikas excluding viriti. Excluding viriti. Now we can go to the next. The three mahakata dvitiya jhana chetas associated with 34 chetasikas comprising 12 anyasamana excluding vitakka and again 22 sodhana chetasika excluding viriti. So on this side it will be the same. You are changing only this side, no? Subtracting the jhana factor. Now we come to the third jhana now. Mahakata patya jhana, no? The three chaita. They associate with 33 chetasikas comprising 11 anyasamana chetasikas excluding vitakka and vichara. Plus the 22 sovana chetasikas excluding viriti. Then you go to the fifth, the three mahakata chetasya jhana associated with 32 chetasika comprising the 10 anyasamana excluding vichakka, vichara and pichi and 22 sovana chetasikas excluding viriti. Now we come to the fifth jhana, mahakata, the fifth jhana, no, the number is 15. So these 15 chaita, they associate with 30 chaita seekers, comprising 10 anyasamana excluding vitakka, vichara, pichi. And, no, so you are having only 20 here. 27 chaita seekers excluding viriti and apamanya. Then we go to the last group now, no, the lokutra. They are also the jhana chaita. They comprise 8 each. Just like given here, the Lokutra chaita, the 40. No, they are made up of the 4 first jhana, 4 first jhana here, so 8 first jhana, 8 second jhana, so 8 each here. So you subtract the jhana factor just like here, the same thing. So this portion is the same thing. Now when you come to here, so it seems you reverse now. Now you add viriti, but you subtract apamanya. Again, the reason is given in this chart. No? So the viriti, we say, they always associate with the Lokutra chaita together. Because Lokutra chaita, no, they must be associated with all the 8-part, noble part factors. No? They associate together. Now, the two apamanya cannot associate with Lokutra chaita. And again, can you tell me the reason now? No, I better expect no answer. So, now these, when you, the two apamanya, no, the we say, when you perform Karuna and Mudita, no, what are the sense object that you have to take? If you do Karuna, you have to focus on miserable being. And when you do mudita bhavana, you have to focus your attention on prosperous being. Now, this Lokuttara Chaitanya, no? What is their sense object? What sense object do Lokuttara Chaitanyas take? That you should answer it. No? The full Magga Chaitanya and the full Vipada Phala Chaitanya, or all this Magga and Phala Chaitanya. What is their subject? What subject do they take? They all take Nibbana. No, Nibbana is the subject. So they are aware of subject. So now Nibbana becomes a subject to these Lokuttara Chaitanya. And by that way, we can know Nibbana. No, because these Chaitanya can see Nibbana. So they take Nibbana as their object, as their object. So if they focus on Nibbana, they cannot take another object. Like the miserable being, no, they won't take that. So, apamanya should be excluded. So, if you exclude only two, you have 23 sadhana. So, if you combine with 13 years, you get the total to be 36. No, so, the Lokuttara, pachama jhana, eight chaitra, they associate with 36 chaitra seekers, comprising 13 anyasamana and 23 sadhana, excluding the apamanya. No, you get 36. Then as you go on, you just subtract the jhana factor like here. No change here. So since you are subtracting 111, so the number decreases 11111 here. And finally, the fifth jhana will have the same number as the fourth jhana, as I told you here. But they are different. No, in their feeling, one is Somanasa and the other is Upekkha. No, the fifth jhana is Upekkha. The fourth jhana is Somanasa. So we enumerate all the chitta seekers, but that can associate with all the chitta. So, what do you think? But the Buddha came, he expounded this Abhidhamma Pitaka. No, he said, oh, this teacher, associate with this teacher seeker. So, just imagine, would that be easy? Would that be easy? Now, we learn from Abhidhamma, in one snap of the hand, or in one wing. Why is wing there? 1 billion, more than 1 trillion teacher can arise and dissolve. So, that number, just in one snap. Now 1 trillion, that means 1,000 billion chitta arise and dissolve. How can we see them? No, so fast, so many. No, the 1,000 billion, arise and dissolve, already gone. How can you know, this chitta is associated with something? This chitta is associated with this chitta. How can we know? That you can see is the most difficult thing. It's the most difficult thing. So they say, the water from many rivers, they flow into the ocean. Now you take a cup of water from the deep ocean. Can you analyze, this is from the King Ganges River. This is from Yamuna River. Now this is from Brahmaputra River. Can you do that? I am a chemist, I cannot do that. this is more difficult than that. The teacher, the rise and dissolve so quickly, and you can differentiate them. The combination of so and so. So you would see, it is a miracle to be able to show this. Then, as it becomes a miracle, as we think it is impossible, according to us, you may have doubt. Would that be true? The Buddha, he expounded that. How did he make that up? Do they really exist? He just tried to make the things up. So, that one might be a child would arise. So, do you have doubt? Do you have doubt about this? So, what we have to be. I am happy anyway, because now we have teachers. Meditation teacher, who can show us to see our chaitanya and to analyze this chaitanya, to find this combination. No, his whole combination, you yourself, no, can see, can analyze it. Now we have teachers now. No, and that is one reason. No, I am not trying to help in this International Buddha Sasana Center, because I think this is very important for Buddhism. No, anyway, whoever can do it, no, we have to admire him, to praise him. No, this we call the Tao Xiao. He is a disciple of Mahasi Chado. No, he is a disciple. I am a disciple of Mahasi Chado. But sometimes, no, the student can do better than us. Most of my students, no, they can do better than us. Because I got my PhD not 40 years ago. So I do not know of the latest advancement. My students, they know. So they do better than me. And again, in this case, no, the Tao Chado, he could go deeper. So we have to admire him. No, anyway, because now, no, these are, no, you can see yourself. So it comes like in the, no, the six attributes of the Dhamma, you get Sandhicitta. No, Sandhicitta, no, the one attribute of the Dhamma there. What does Sandhicitta mean? No, you can see the Dhamma, no, no, by yourself. No, you need not believe. No, just because it is taught by the Buddha. So the Buddha said, no, all my teaching can be verified by you. No, I taught only that is essential for your liberation, for your emancipation. And the Buddha himself, he analyzed this. No, why he was not taking you during the Vipassana. On the night, he was to be enlightened as the Buddha. No, so if you look at the life of the Buddha there, how he attained mega and finally the omniscience, we call satyajnana. So he and finally the omniscience, we call satyajnana. So he performed. No, chronicle in the Buddhist literature. No, very, very great vipassana meditation. We call Mahavajira, no, vipassana, the Buddha did. Because his mind is very powerful. No, at that time, he already developed the abhinya, no, the abhinya, the supernormal power. He already possessed buddhi-nivasa anusati, by which he can see all his past existences. And when he saw his past existences, he could see in terms of nama and rupa. Now this nama and rupa, no, they arise and dissolve. And in the midnight, we developed rupa chakra, we say the divine eye. So when you cross the divine eye, you can see all the 31 planes of existence. You can see all the beings, no, living in these 31 planes. And when you get the rupa chakra, now, with that strong the concentration there, now you can find out the reason. Now, the Buddha, what the Buddha did there, now this deva, no, the deva, oh, they enjoy so much, no, the luxury. How did they get that? What is the reason? So he tried to find out the reason, and he found the karma, no, the good karma that gives rise to this existence. And those miserable beings, why they have to be so much miserable? So he tried to find the answer. So we call that yatha kamubhaga abhinya. Yatha kamubhaga abhinya. Once you get the divine eye, you can get this, no, this power also. So he knew the best karma that give rise to the woeful existence. So in the last watch, no, he was able to reason the doctrine of dependent arising. No? Because he already saw this karma and he could see the various existence of himself and other. No? So he could see that. So he tried to find the reason why these creatures are born, no, one existence after another. And at that time he developed this dependent arising. No? So yesterday while we had lunch, no, the president told me, no, some people say Abhidhamma is not the teaching of the Buddha. No? So they did not know the whole thing. Actually, this Abhidhamma, is already discovered by Buddha on the night he is going to be enlightened there. He saw all these things. No, he saw all these things. You must see all these things in order to know the cause of that relation of dependent arising. You have to know this. Otherwise, you can't do that in detail. You can't do it. So the Buddha already knew that. So when he performed the vipassana, no, his divine eye can see 100,000 crore world cycle. No, 1,000, no, 1,000 crore, we say. So, no, he could see all the beings in these 1,000 crore, no, universes. So all these beings, no, they are reborn again, according to that dependent arising. So there, no, when he did vipassana, we contemplate all the travelings of dependent arising. Avijja patya sankhara, sankhara patya vinyana. And that you are going to study in detail in the Abhidhamma in the 8th chapter. So that will be next year. Well, I just like to mention you, these are known by the Buddha. Even when he was not a Buddha yet. No? Even when he was not a Buddha, he didn't become Buddha yet by he doing the vipassana. No? Only after he attained the full maker and the full fusion, the flood, he became arahat. So when you become arahat, you can eliminate all the defilements from your mind. Your mind becomes totally pure at that time. Only at that time. Now all the, no, we call the parami, the 10 perfections that he had performed for so many existences. Now that Mary told us this. Now give them the result to get Sapanyutanyana. Only then he became a fully enlightened Buddha. So we should know the cross here. No, so he got this omni sign. No, omni sign. No, just easily. It's not that. No, you have to do this thing. So, as the Buddha had done this, no, you can see this too. So, in our International Meditation Center now, there are many people who could develop the right concentration. Then you can see. No, you can look into your body to see your chaitya and to analyze the chaitya. And to see, you have this combination. No, very wonderful. Some of the meditators, they didn't know anything about Abhidhamma. No, some are. They are just no, ordinary like teachers. No, they came to meditate. I questioned them. No, I questioned them. No, did they really no, see this combination? They can see. They could see. So we had no, even I think people from Malaysia. And just because before I came here, no, there is a Malaysian. No, a Malaysian, he's very young. Just about 25 years old, I think. So when I visited the Thao Center, no, he was meditating. So the teacher said, oh, this person is very bright. No, very bright. So no, he could develop the 8th jhana very easily. So no, the teacher taught him the 10 casino. So when you get with anapana, if you can develop the 4th jhana, you can easily proceed to the, no, the 9th jhana on all the 10 casino. He could do that very quickly, this young man. So then after you get the right concentration, then you analyze your body. No? To see all the rupa, the detailed rupa. No? So you will see later on. Again, that will be next year. No? But you will analyze the body in detail to find out all those rupa that make up those rupa kalapa. And this young man, he could do that, I think, in 1 week. No, less than 1 week, he could do that. And the teacher, the abbot is coming. So I think he was left behind there. He would proceed on meditation. So we have many persons like that. Now who could no, see this thing? So no, you might ask, how can that be? You said, in just one wing, 1,000 billion chaitas arising itself. Who could see that? No? So you will find the answer in the next chapter. Okay. So now we have to consider the, a new topic. So all these combinations and how to read them are given in your Abhidhamma book. So you can read them. So now what we have done is we get to page 96 now. No? What we have read. We come to page 96 now. So in the middle of the page there, you have a topic there, Niyata Yogis and Aniyata Yogis. Well, we can read together. So to meet you a lot too, no? Otherwise, no, I will be the only one. Okay, we meet together. Now, of the 52 Chetasikas, 41 are called Niyata Yogis. Six Chetasikas, no? So here you can see Niyata means six. Yogis, they imply Chetasikas. Now we go on. And the remaining 11 are called Aniyata Yogis, unfixed Chetasika. So Niyata is fixed and Aniyata unfixed. Now, please read on. Niyata Yogis invariably associate with the Chitta with which they are known to associate. Aniyata Yogis do not always associate with the traitors they are known to associate. They arise only when they should. The 11 Aniyata Yogi Chetasikas are Iksa, Machariya, Kukucha, Mana, Thina, Meta, three virtues and two Apamanya. So the way they associate with traitors will be described below. Now remember, when we say these traitors are associated with these Chetasikas, we are doing this in a general way, not from general consideration. Now we are going to for each particular condition. So we have to consider this. So the Buddha said, of the 52 Chetasikas, 41 are called Niyata Yogi. Now they are fixed to the seeker. Now that means the way they associate with the cheetah are fixed. So always fixed. No? So if you say, in this cheetah, these cheetah seekers are present, they will be always present whenever these cheetahs arise. But there are 11, we say, which are Aniyata Yogi, unfixed. No? The way they associate is unfixed. And that 11, you can see them better from here. Now these 11 consists of these three from the dosa chatuka, Aisa, Machariya, Kukucha, and we had Mana and Chinnamita. So there are six here. Now from Akusala Chirasika you have six. And from the Sovana Chetasika, you have five. That is three Vidati and two Apamanya. Five and six here. They are called Aniyata, unfixed. So that means, though we say, they associate with this teacher, they may not associate at all the time. They associate only when they show. Only when they show. So you should know the condition under which they associate with the chitta. So the conditions are present in the next paragraph. So we can read number one. Though it is mentioned in chart number three, that is this chart. This chart is number three chart. That is Matriya Kukucha. Associate with the two dosa mula chitta, they do not arise whenever dosa mula chitta arises. So we say just in general here, we say all the dosa chitta associated with the two dosa mula chitta. So we just take here. And the same thing when you come to the two dosa mula chittas here, you say all the four dosa chitta associated with them. But now we know it's Machriya Kukucha. they would not always associate with Gautamula Chaita. Okay? Now, how they associate is given in the next paragraph. So we can continue on the next page. Iksha arises only when one envies others' success or prosperity. Otherwise, it does not. So this iksha is jealousy or envy, you see. So it will associate with your mind only when you envy other person. No, only when you are envying other person. Now at this time, he says, when iksha arises, Machariya and Kukulcha do not arise because it is not their papas. You are having jealousy. So that jealousy has nothing to do with Machariya and Kukulcha. So Machariya and Kukulcha would not arise at that time. Please read on. Machariya arises only when one consumes one's property or when one feels stingy. So when you are stingy, you don't want not to donate. So at that time we say you are having Machariya. No, so at that time Machariya will associate with the Chaita. But at that time, would Iksha associate? No. So we say when Machariya arises, Iksha and Kukulcha do not arise. Again, Kukulcha arises only when one is grieving over the evil that is done or over the good that is not done. Otherwise, it does not. When Kukulcha arises, Iksha and Machariya do not arise. So, Iksha, Machariya and Kukulcha do not arise simultaneously. They arise separately. And only when the conditions are met with, this way of association by Chaita seekers is known as Nana Katachi. Nana means separately. Now Katachi means they associate only when they short. When they short. So that the way they associate with Chaita is called Nana Katachi way. We say the Nana Katachi way. So, with this guideline, you know how they associate with the Chaita. So, you now remember, though we say, the Iksha, Machariya, Kukulcha associate with the two Dosa Mula Chaita, they would not associate with Dosa Mula Chaita all the time. Now, they would associate only when conditions are right there. So I can give you some examples, and actually it is time to test you. How can you answer it? Now you just take as an officer. Now today, yesterday, he walked over time. So he came back late to his house. He was very hungry. So he told his wife, you prepare dinner for me. I will take a quick bath, and then I will take dinner. Now he sat down for dinner. He looked at the food there. So he found that no meat, at all in the curry there. Among the curry there, no meat, just some vegetable and some soup there. And some, like in Myanmar, we use the fish paste and the green vegetable. We call it tosia. So just that. Very plain, very plain. So he has been very hungry. He expects not a good dinner, but now it is a poor dinner there. So he blames his wife. Well, you neglect me. You served me so poor dinner. So at that time, what would be his Chaita? So what would be his Chaita at that time? So think carefully. It should be one of the Chaita among these. One of the Chaita among these. So he is not happy with the food. No, he is not satisfied with the food. So what do you get? You get upset there. No, actually he was annoyed or he was angry, you can say. So what will be the Chaita? Dosa Mula Chaita. And you should name it fairly. To get the 4 marks in examination. Yeah, that is the full name. There are two Dosa Mula Chaita Now, would that be asankharika or sasankharika? Asankharika is spontaneous one. So what would be the name? So you just give the name just like you. Premanasa sahakatam patika sambayutam asankharika dosa mula chitta. You can just say, it's better to say that. No, asankharika dosa mula chitta. So you get the name correct now. Now, what are the chitta seekers that associate with the chitta? That will be the second part of the question now. So, that will be the chitta seekers that associate with the chitta. Yes, it's better to look at here. That's correct. No? So you get the chitta now. You get the chitta now. So the chitta seeker, they will associate just like here. Since you say tomanasa, tomanasa, displeasure. So you don't have PT. So you subtract PT, you get 12 anyasamana. And you have to put in the 4 maha chituka. They always associate with akusala chitta. And you will put amandi dosa chituka. No? So what do you put all the 4? So remember here the dosa chituka are these. Now dosa will be present. No, dosa will be present. It is niyata yogi. And also because you say patika samayutta, so patika means dosa. So dosa is present. Now, you have to be careful about this. Iksa matriya kukuncha. They are aniyata yogi. So you have to know they are aniyata yogi. So what they associate with this man's teacher now? Who does he have envy when he gets angry? No envy. And does he have matriya? No stinginess at that time. And kukuncha? No remorse at that time. So, Isa Matriya Kukuncha would not associate with that chaita. So, now how much do you have? How many chaita sika do you have now? So, you have 12 anyasamana excluding pichi. 4 maha chituka and dosa. You get only 70, not 20, because you are subtracting those 3. Okay. No, you get only half the question correct. So, so now over 10 marks you get only 5 marks now. So we go to the second question now. No, so this man is itching now. No, he's itching. And this wife is no longer with him because he scores his wife. His wife is in bed there. Well, she was living, she was very upset there. So this man is eating alone. So he tried, why he's eating, he is thinking now. Oh, no? The man is almost, almost end now. It comes to the end of the month. So my salary must be almost used up. So my wife would not be able to buy meat, no? To buy meat. So she cannot cook me any meat. But with the little money, she is trying to do quite a good variety of food for me. I make a mistake in scolding her. So now she got that knowledge now. Now, I was wrong to scold my wife. So at that time, what is his theta? What is his theta? So you know it is a remorse now. No, he said, what he had done is wrong. So he is getting remorse. Because of remorse, you are upset. You are not happy. So there is tomanasa feeling again. So what will be the chitta? So there is one last question. What is the chitta? Well, someone should belong here. So now you remember from here again. You know kukulcha is arising in this man. Now kukulcha can associate only with the dosa mula chitta. So you can know from here. So if kukulcha is arising, now you don't see kukulcha chitta arises because there's no kukulcha chitta. No? So you should answer, oh, dosa mula chitta must arise. So, sin arises What did you say, spontaneous or not spontaneous? Now, as he is trying to think it over, he got that. So you can take it as satsangharika, no? As a sansarika. Because it does not come, this anger does not come immediately. Only after brooding over it. So you get it, so you can say satsangharika. So that would be the name of the chaitya. So of the two, again you say, Premanasa saha katam, patika sambayutam, satsangharika, dosa mula chaitya. Now you get the chaitya correct now. Now what the chaitya seeker, that what associated with them? So you should do now, what would be the chaitya seeker? So the samti that we enumerated before, they will be present again. Because they are niyata yogi. So you can reason the same thing. Since the dhammanasa, you exude pichi, so you get try anya samana. And the four moha, sutuka and dosa, they will be always present. The same thing you get it. Now what would you put in? Yes, that's right. You put in machriya now. He is saying machriya. So, oh no, machriya. So you have kukulcha. So you get 18 chaitya seeker. No, you get a kukulcha. Oh, you are right now. Okay. You get 10 now. Now, no? We'll go to the next one again. No? Now. This same man, officer. Now, this, not today, just imagine. Oh, not the next day. He returned home very early. So, no, he was expecting to see his wife early, to enjoy with his wife. So, as he got to the house, he was expecting, looking for his wife. But he entered the compound, he could not see his wife yet. And he opened the house and looked inside the house, he could not see the wife there too. Only when he looked at the backyard, he saw his wife talking to the other man from the other compound. So what would be his chaitya now? What would be the chaitya now? So be sure to get the correct name of the chaitya. So you know at this time what arises in him. When you see your wife not talking to another man in your absence, so you will be upset again. Upset due to what? Due to Issa. So here, this time it is Issa. As I told you, Issa can arise only in Dosa Mula Chaitya. So he will be, this time it will be the first Dosa Mula Chaitya. Dhammanasa Sagatam Vajita Samyutam Asankarika Dosa Mula Chaitya. What will be the Chaitya seeker? That associated with this Chaitya? So the same thing, 17 plus Issa, you get 18. So that's the way. Now how Issa, Matriya, Kukulcha, associate with the chaitya. Now, please look at your book, on page 97, let's read number 2. Although Nana is said to associate with the four Loka Mula, Deti Kata, Sambhayuta, Arubhayuta, Chaitas, it arises only when one thinks highly of oneself or having a low opinion of others. It does not arise when one is having no conceit. So we say, mana is also aniyata yogi. So we say here, mana associated with four loka mula, Dechikata Vipyuta Chaita. No, the Dechikata Vipyuta. Where Dechu, Dechi, does not associate. Mana can associate with that Chaita. So, again, it is Anyata. No? So, it will associate only when it's short. Now, when I appear for the Abhidhamma examination, that was in 1981, when I appear for the Abhidhamma examination. So one question is, now a very beautiful lady, and she is very proud too. Now, what Not the what manner arise in her all the time? That is the question. Now what manner arise in her chitta all the time? So what would you be your answer? It should be very easy one. Yes or no? Just yes or no? What manner arise in her chitta in this poor woman all the time? Oh, how about when she's sleeping? Or when she's taking a bath? Or when she's attending the in the bathroom there? Would she have conceit during that time? No conceit? No, so it should not associate with her mind all the time. It should not. You agree with me? Yes, your answer should be no. Not yet. No, it should be no. And again, the question says, no, why? So, the question is why? Now you answer no or yes. And they ask you why? What's the reason? So what they want, your answer is, because mana is an aniyata yogi. That's what they want. It is aniyata yogi. So because it's aniyata yogi, it will not associate with the chitta all the time. Now, how would it associate? So we'll give you an example again. Now imagine, very proud and beautiful lady, when she put on very beautiful costume with high heels and slim back, and she was walking in front of the market there. So some guys, they are just gazing at her. And she was very pleased not to be gazed by those guys. You could see that. So she walked very proudly in front of them. So at that time, that would be her chitta. That would be her chitta then. So she walks very, proudly, you see, in front of them. So you could see at this time, mana is present in her. So if mana is present, what would be the chitta? Yes, yes. What is it? So, just like you have to come to here again. The mana can associate only with the full Lobha Mula, Dukkha Kata, Vibhuta, Chitta. So, as you know now, mana is present, but what is the Chitta? So, the Chitta would be one of these. So, you could say it is Lobha Mula, Dukkha Kata, Vibhuta, Chitta. No, you get such answer now. That's what you mean, I say, no? So, if that is correct. Now you have to get the full meaning. There are four Dijikata, Vijikata, Chaita. Which one? No, which one? So she's happily, proudly and happily walking. So it is Somanasa Sakatam. Dijikata, Vijikatam. Asankarika or Sasankarika? Asankarika, Chaita. So Asankarika, Lobha Mula, Chaita. Okay, you get the name of the chitta now. What would be the chitta figure that associate with that? So, that's why you can refer to this chart. Now, when you are not skillful yet, you have to use this chart. Very helpful. Now, when you become skillful, you don't need the chart. Now, you can, by reasoning, you can know it. Now, we say it is the Somanasa Sahagatam. Now, Somanasa Sahagatam. So you know Somanasa is accompanied by joy, so Bhiti is present. So Bhiti is present, then you take 13 Anyasmana to be present. No? Then the 4 Mahachatuka, again it will be present. Same as Lobha Mula Chaita, Lobha will be present. So you know after that. Now you say it is Dukkha Kata Vibhuta, so Dukkha cannot be present. So if Dukkha cannot be present, what will be present? Mana will be present. So how many chitta sika do you have? 19, as given by the second chitta here. The same thing, you get 19. 13 anyasmana, 4 moha mula, moha chitta, lopa, and mana. 19 chitta sika. Then you are correct. No? So let's reach number 3. Although Chinna and Nitya are set to associate with the five akusala sasankharika chaitas. They associate with these chaitas only when these chaitas and their concomitants are dull, inert, morbid. Otherwise, they do not arise. So we see here, when you refer to this church, Chinna Nitya. Where are they? Here. Chinna Nitya, associate with akusala sasankharika chaita. Five of them. Two are lokamula sasankharika chaita and one dosamula sasankharika chaita. So there we say Chinna Nitya, no, associate with the sasankharika chaita, like we say here. They would not always associate. They would associate only when they should. That is, when the mind is really dull and morbid and inactive, only then they would associate. She got, you said, Tetikata Vijuta Lobha Mula Chaita. And we found that mana is present with her chaita, right? Just now we did that. Now, there can be cases where when you have the Tetikata Vijuta Lobha Mula Chaita, with no mana. Now, for example, now there's a man, say, now he is very poor. Now, when he woke up in the morning, he found his children to be crying, to be weeping. So he asked his wife, what's the matter with the children? Oh, these children, they didn't have any food, not last night. So without dinner, they had to go to sleep. But this morning too, we had no rice, not to cook. So they are very hungry, so they are crying. So this poor man, he had to find some money, to buy rice. So he went out to the market. He walked around the vegetable market there. He is trying to find who would ask him to carry the things. So he would get some money, and with that money he would buy rice and cook for the children. So he's walking around and but nobody hire him. So he didn't get any money yet. So while he was walking, now at one place, a lady was chatting with the shop owner there, leaving her past, on the other side there. So while he walked around, he could see the past there. Oh, it's better I took it. So he would like to take it. But his book will check him. You don't take it. If you take it, it is stolen. So if you are caught, you'll be in trouble. So even if you are not caught, it is immoral. So you should not do it. But the bad teacher again asked him, you better take it. Your children are crying, weeping there. So there's no way to stop the situation. You better take it. So he took it. So as he walked away, he took it. What is the cheater when he took it? I think it should not be very difficult. So you not take some other's property. Now that is actually stealing. So now what will be the cheater when you steal other people's property? Lopha. So you could say Lopha Mula cheater. Now, why he stole the purse? Now was he happy at that time? No. So you say Upekha Sahagadam. No, it was Upekha Sahagadam, not Somana Sahagadam. And of the Lopha Mula there, you have to get the name. Somanasa or Upekha, you get now Upekha Sahagadam. Now is it Dekikata Sambhu Karma will be done? So he's reasoning about karma. It's immoral. Finally he took it. But you could say it's so on Dekikata Vaipyu Tam, because he knows about karma as a result. And is it Asankarika or Satsankarika? Satsankarika, he's hesitant there. No, he has to persuade himself to take it. Now you get the full name of the chaita now. What is the name? Upekha Sahagadam. Dekikata Vaipyutam Satsankarika Lopha Mula Chaita. Now, what would be the chaita seeker? How would be the Chaitanya seeker? Upekha saha gacham. So when you say upekha, no piti, so you have only 12 anyasamana Chaitanya seeker. Then the full Mahachitukha will be present again, Lopa will be present. Now since you say Pichikata Vipyuta, so what mana be present this time? This man, when he took the bus, did he have the mana there? No conceit, no pride. No? So, though it is Dechikata Vipita here, no mana. No mana is present. Now, if it is Sasangharika, what have you do? It is Sasangharika, you have to add Tina Meta. So, how much do you get? 12 Anyasamana, 4 Mahasitota, that means 16. And with Lobha, you get 17. And Tina Meta, you get 19. Not 20, because mana is absent. Right? So, let's go to the next. Number 4. The three vidhi chaita seekers, namely sama vacha, sama kamanta, and sama ajiva, also arise in the nana kadachi way. So it should be nana kadachi. Just like we have in the first paragraph. At the end of the first paragraph, there you get nana kadachi. So it should be the same way. Nana kadachi way. Sama vacha arises only when one is abstaining from false speech. Otherwise, it does not. Sama kamanta arises only when one is abstaining from wrong action. Otherwise, it does not. Sama ajiva arises only when one is abstaining from false livelihood. Otherwise, it does not. So, this is how these three vidhi associate with the chaita. So they associate in the same way as Iksa, Matriya, Kugulcha associate. That is the Nana Gadachi way. We already know that Samavacha, it takes different, the attention, pay attention to different object, we say. So here in the Nana Vacha, the Samavacha, you are abstaining from wrong speech. In Samakamanta, you are abstaining from wrong action. In Samajiva, you abstain from these wrong deeds with respect to unmean livelihood. Now, the same thing with the two Atamanya. Now, they are also the Nangagatachi way. Now, because when Karuna will be present only when you focus your attention on miserable being and wishing them to be free from those misery. And at that time, mudita would not associate with them. So when you are doing the mudita, at that time you are focusing your attention on prosperous being. So they have different sense objects. So they cannot arise together in the same chaita. When Karuna arises, mudita would not. And when mudita arises, Karuna does not. So we also say, Karuna mudita, they also associate in the Nanagatachi way. So all these five, you can take together. So you can say all the five, they focus on different sense objects. So they cannot associate in one, in one chitta. Only one of them can associate in one chitta at a time. You get that? Because all the five, they have different sense objects. They take different sense objects. So, the sense object, here wrong speech, wrong action, and here is wrong livelihood, and here miserable being, the prosperous being. So, the sense objects are different. So, one teacher can take only one sense object. So, of these five, only one can associate one teacher at a time. Okay? You get that. So, we don't need number five anymore, because it will be, I have explained already. Now, let's take one example now. Now, say a man is paying homage to the Buddha. He is paying homage joyfully with the understanding of karma and its result. So, what would be his chaita? He is paying homage to the Buddha. So, if you are paying homage to the Buddha, you will have what? Mahakusala chaitya, what arrives the time? Maha, we say joyfully. So what would be the chaitya? So manasa sahagatam. With the knowledge of karma, jnana sambhutam. And he is doing by himself, asankharika mahakusala chaitya. Now that is his chaitya. Now what would be the chaitya seeker that associated with that chaitya? That's right. No, most of you look at here. So you have to look at the Mahakusala. You just look at the first pair. It doesn't matter. So when you say Somanasa, each is present, so all the 13 Anyasamana present. Then you come to here. There are four groups here. And you know Somanasa Dharana was associated with all Somana Chaita. So you can take them to be present. Now you say Jnana Sambhutam, so Panya is present, right? So you know up to that. Now, the question is, are Viruti and Appamanya also present? Viruti and Appamanya, would they be present? One lady say no, and we agree with her? No or yes? Oh, it should not be so much difficult. So, this, our question is, he is paying homage to the Buddha. So at that time, he's reflecting on the attitude of the Buddha. So at that time, what do you have? The Viruti? So, it does not concern with Viruti. No? Now, I say, Samavacha, to get Samavacha, you have to focus on the wrong speech. Now it's a time whether you want to speak not a false speech, but you avoid from it. So at that time we say Samavacha would be present. So he's paying homage to the Buddha. There's no attention towards wrong speech, wrong action, wrong livelihood, and the miserable being. He could not pay attention to these. So none of these. What arise in him? So, what would be the chaitya seeker? So you exclude this Viruti and Appamanya. They don't arise in this case. No, he's just reflecting on the attributes of the Buddha, remember? So how many chaitya seeker do you have? It's already four now. So we'll take a debate a little earlier today. No, anyway. So the president, we'll arrange some tea for them, okay? Exclude this Viruti and Appamanya. They don't arise in this case. No, he's just reflecting on the attributes of the Buddha, remember? So how many chaitya seeker do you have? So you are subtracting 5 from 25, you get 20 here. Plus 13 here, you get only 33. So we say 38. No? The number here is only 33. Because both Viruti and Appamanya are absent. Now, for example, you are expected to fill in the income tax form there, to state your earned salary there. But you earn so much salary. Oh, I wouldn't like to pay so much tax. You want to reduce it. That is actually, we want to lie it. But you want to lie it. But you say, I won't lie it. No, I should be honest. So you write correctly. Now, if you write incorrectly at that time, that would be your chaitya. You think about not paying income tax there. I would have to pay so much income tax. No, because I earn so much money. So, but anyway, since I have so much money, I will pay the government. No, but I should. So you feel incorrectly that day. But not very happy at that time. No? But at that time. So what would be the chaitya then? So this time you are abstaining from lying. No, you are abstaining from lying. So that means sila, morality. So what would be the chaitya then? Mahakusala chaitya. So you doing it not happily, you say. So it would be upikha sahagatam. Jnana sambhutam. you know karma, isn't it? So, no, karma, jnana, samyutam, or asankarika or sasankarika. If you do it reluctantly with the sasankarika chitta, then sasankarika mahakusala chitta. Now, what would be the chetasikas now? So, when you say upikhasa agatam, so you have to subtract piti. Piti, you abstract it, abstain it, exclude it, so you get 12 anyasamana. Again, you have 19 sabana, they will be present, so you get 31 now. So, we say jnana is present, so you get 32 now. Then, what the validity present now? Yes, which one? Just sama. So here you abstain from lying. No, so it should be samavacha actually. No, samavacha. And apamanya? No apamanya. So how many chirasika do you have? Only 33. Again 33 now. Now for example you are doing the Karuna Bhavana. Now you focus attention to all miserable beings and you are developing the compassion. May they be relieved from all this misery. May they be relieved from all this misery. So as you are meditating, you feel joy. You are happy with that. And what would be the chitta now? Since you are doing meditation, it should be mahakusala chitta again. Joyfully you are doing it. Somanasa sagatam. Would that be jnana samyutam or vidyutam? Usually when we do the meditation, we know the benefit of this meditation. So, and we try to control our mind so that it would not wander to others. So you need panya to control your mind and to do it very joyfully. So you can take it to be jnana samyutam. Asangarika or sasangarika? It would be asankharika chitta, no mahakusala chitta. So, what would be the chetasika now? So we say, somanasa sagatam, piti is present, so all 13 anyasamana will be present, 19 sovana, you get 32, panya is present, 33 already present. What next? What should we put? You are doing Guruna Dharma, so what would you put? Well, so you're doing Kruna Bhavana, you put in the Kruna. Kruna should be included now. So how many chetasika do you have? 34. That is the greatest number you can obtain in Mahakusala Chitta. Because here when we say 38, you include all the validity and the apamanya. But we know now, 45, only one can associate at one time. So the maximum number you can get is 34, right? So we finish about this. So if you know this much, we say you know about the chetasikas now, the chetasikas quite well. So I hope you enjoy it, happy. So it's already full now. So we'll take the break a little earlier today. Anyway, first we will do the Vedana Sangaha. Vedana Sangaha. So you can read there. Sangaha means summary. Here, chaitas and chaitasikas will be compiled briefly in accordance with feeling. Vedana. So based on feeling, we are going to classify chittas according to those feelings. And the Buddha, he classified the Vedana in two ways. Now here, the next one, we say classification according to the sense objects. So in this classification, there are only three types of Vedana. Now what are they? Let's read. Sukha Vedana. pleasant feeling experienced when in contact with agreeable objects. Dukkha Vedana, painful feeling experienced when in contact with disagreeable objects. Upekkha Vedana, indifferent feeling or neutral feeling, which is neither pleasurable nor painful. It is experienced when in contact with neither agreeable nor disagreeable objects. So here you can see, now the sense objects are classified into three groups. So we say, now the agreeable or pleasant objects, disagreeable or unpleasant objects, and neither agreeable nor disagreeable objects. So three types of objects, you do that. So normally, when we come across with pleasant, agreeable objects, we experience pleasant sensation, pleasant vedana. So that is called sukha vedana. No, sukha vedana, pleasant sensation. And when we encounter unpleasant, disagreeable objects, so usually we get not the painful feeling, not the dukkha vedana, we say. For example, you see an enemy or who abuse you. So, not that voice is not pleasant. So, you feel upset. So, you get the dukkha vedana, we say. Now, when you are in contact with neither agreeable or not disagreeable object, just the neutral object, you might say. So at that time, you will have neutral feeling. So according to sense objects, since there are three types of sense objects, you also have three types of vedana. No, that we can agree, I think. Then the Buddha again classified the vedana in five ways. So on page 102, now we say classification according to indriya, vikalpi. So indriya, we usually translate as vikalpi. Now that means these are the things that have control over their concomitant. They have control, so they are called the vikalpi. So later on we will find that the Buddha described various indriyas among the citta and the seeker and also the rupa. Those can control over their concomitants. We will call them the faculty. And among the faculties, the Buddha enumerated, five vedanas are included as five faculties. So, in the classification of the enumeration of indriya faculties, we come across the five types of vedana. And these five are the ones that are described in the citta chart. Not the same thing, these five. So you can read them. One is somanasa vedana, pleasant feelings in mind. Dhamanasa vedana, painful feeling in mind. Sukha vedana, pleasant feeling in body. Dukkha vedana, painful feeling in body. And upekkha vedana, indifferent or neutral feeling. So here you get five types of vedana. Now if you compare the two types, not the two types of classification, now what did you see? What the Buddha sukha, now what he means sukha by there. Now you divide it into two classes. Somanasa, pleasant mental feeling, and sukha, pleasant bodily feeling. So, when you say sukha, it can mean pleasant feeling both in the mind and in the body. Now, so, when you try to differentiate it into two feelings, you say, somanasa is pleasant mental feeling, and sukha is pleasant bodily feeling. The same thing, dukkha, can be differentiated into two types. When you say dukkha is just painful feeling, It can be painfully in the mind as well as in the body. Now, when you differentiate in the two, you get brahmanasa and dukkha. So, in this case, brahmanasa would be unpleasant mental feeling. Dukkha would be unpleasant bodily feeling. So, that's why we have the two types of classification. Now, there should be equation now. Now, one the feeling in the mind and the body the same. If you have, say, pleasant bodily feeling, shouldn't you have pleasant mental feeling too at the time? So, according to this classification, the bodily feeling and the mental feeling are separate. No, they are not the same, that means. So, even though you are having pleasant bodily feeling, you may have painful mental feeling. Can you have it? When? Yes? You are sitting in your, not in the saloon car, with very nice cushion there, and you have the air condition on there. So your body is not having pleasant sensation, pleasant feeling there. But when you are driving there, they jam there. You get humiliated. I have been in line for 2 hours now. So what do you have then? Painful mental feeling. Though you have pleasant bodily feeling, you have painful mental feeling. It can be the reverse too. Can the reverse be true? When you are having a very painful bodily feeling, and can you have pleasant mental feeling at that time? Well, some of you not yet. So when would that be? When would that be? Well, there are several other examples you can give. Now, like the laborers, they have to carry very heavy loads. So in the hot sun, like they are carrying rice bags, putting it into the tanker there. So one time after another they have to carry. So their body is perspiring, so they must have the painful bodily pain at that time. But these workers, when they are doing that, I'm going to earn a lot of money today. So I can use that money to buy rice and oil for my family. So he would be happy. Though he has to do that, the painful work. You will be happy. So also in meditation. Now even meditation, though you have very painful sensation, if you can note that painful sensation, as painful, you can be happy during that time. You remember one instance in the chronicle, about a man who was carried by a tiger. Didn't you know that? So during the Buddha's time, usually this man, they took the instruction from the Buddha. Then they went to the forest. So they meditate, each under a tree. So they don't communicate during meditation. So there's a big tiger, which came and carried one a day, one man a day. And that bhikkhu, when he was carried by the tiger, he didn't shout, because he was afraid that he might disturb others. So he let himself down. So the number of the monks were rejoicing. So the chief monk said, what's the reason? It is a tiger doing that. In that case, when the tiger came the next time, so that meant, please give the signal. You ask for help. So the next day, the tiger came again. He carried this bhikkhu. So he shouted, tiger is carrying me, tiger is carrying me. So all the other monks, they got up from meditation. So they had a stick with them, each of them. So they tried to chase the tiger. So the tiger ran, carrying this monk, and he jumped a very deep valley to the other side. So the monk could not jump. So they had to stand from this side. But they encouraged their companion there. Now, try this time. Now, you have to focus your attention in the meditation. Now, that is your only, the liberation from this thing. So, try to meditate. So, they are trying to do that. So, that man, that monk, he meditated. So, the tiger start eating him. He put it down, put him down, and start eating from the legs. So, he's meditating, So, actually, when you are very painful, you can be aware of that pain, but you can meditate. It's just painful, just as we have done in Mahasi method. We have done it, I have done it, and I have done it with the Togu Seado. Now, that Togu Seado is the disciple of Mahasi Seado, and he extended the Mahasi method. He used long posture. So, he could meditate standing for 24 hours at a stretch. If he meditate sitting 24 hours at a stretch. So I went to meditate with him. So I tried to meditate 24 hours like him, but I couldn't do it. But I could do up to 6 hours. Standing. Meditate. Just meditate. Standing like this. I can go up to 6 hours. So 2 hours, nothing for me. So how did you do that? You are actually developing tolerance. Tolerance on this painfulness. So why you are meditating standing is very difficult. So for 15 minutes or up to half an hour, it might be all right. But since your whole weight is pressing soul. Since you are pressing on your soul on a small area, so it becomes burning. After half an hour, you get at the soul there, you get very painful burning and very painful pain. As if someone with a sharp stick or sharp metal is trying to stir your flesh there. Very painful. So you don't bother about that. You just note painful, you just noted that. So if you can take away yourself from that pain, that means you don't have that notion, I'm painful. And in that case, you cannot bear it. So let there be only pain and awareness of the pain. Only let that two be. There's pain there, try to be aware of it. So you'll be aware of painful. If yourself, myself, is not involved in that, you can't tolerate it. And usually, slowly, that pain will disappear. If you have good concentration, you can go on. So if you can drive it away, you can go on meditating, but the pain will come back again. So you try, you focus on it and eliminate it, you go on like that. So you can go up to 6 hours very happily. So even though your body is painful, you are happy. That means you are having pleasant mental sensation. Like that monk. The tiger is eating it. So you can focus on that pain. Now once the pain is over, then you can focus on, like you are doing samatha, you can focus on like your breathing. Actually, when you have already attained the right concentration, you can see nama and rupa arising and dissolving. So if you focus your attention on this nama and rupa arising and dissolving, and you take anicca, and you reflect anicca. If you can focus your attention on this anicca, you are not aware of the pain. Because the mind can be aware of only one thing at a time. If you can focus well on this vipassana object, you would not be aware of the pain. So that monk, why the tiger was eating his leg, he was meditating, so when it comes to the thigh, he developed the first megha. He got the first megha. So he's carrying on eating him. So when it comes to the, you know, to the stomach, he got the second mega. So he eat the stomach, and it comes to about, you know, about the chest, he got the third mega. So when it ate, the tiger ate his heart, and he died. Just before that, he got the arata mega. So don't worry about the pain. So there's a good maxim, you know. No, there's a good thing, no? Like in Myanmar we say, no, the ko palau pamba, se matamba zine, that we used to say. No, that means however much your body may be tired, don't let your mind be tired. No, don't let your mind be tired. So that is a good maxim. So, however your body not may age or not become weary, but keep your mind, you know, cheerful. So if you can do that, you can tolerate, you know, the body pain for a long time. You can walk for a long time without getting weary. So, okay, I think we get all the five vedanas now. Now you classify the chittas according to those five vedanas. Actually, we have already done that in our first chapter. We already did that, no? Classifying the chaitas according to the vedana. On page, did you find the page? 58, no? On page 58, you get the table one. That table one actually describes classification of chittas according to feeling. Well, you already did that. So, okay. Now, in this classification, you just look at the last line, no, the bottom line there. So, among the 121 chittas, 62 associate with somanasa vedana, right? And 2 with Brahmanasa Vidana, 35 with Upikha Vidana, 1 with Sukha, and 1 with Dukkha. Okay? You get it? Now, on page 104, we are going to state that. Now, we are going to give that statement on page 104 at the bottom there. Now, if you look at number 1 there, Sukha Vidana is associated with only one chitta. What is that chitta? Namely, ahetuka kusala vipaka sukha sahakatam kaya vinyana chitta. So we advise you to keep this, the chitta chart with you while you, you know, study this abhidhamma. So actually, this the sukha vidana. Now, Sukha Vedana associates with only this chitta, not with this chitta. How do you call the name of this chitta? So, you just call like here. Ahetuka Kusala Vipaka Sukha Sahagatam. No, because this symbol means Sukha Sahagatam Kaya Vinyana Chitta. So, you get that, you see. Now, the next one. Now, the Dukkha Vedana. This Dukkha Vedana also associate only with this one chitta. Now this one. Now what is that chitta now? How would you call it? So Dukkha Vedana associates with one chitta, namely Akusala Vipaka Dukkha Sahagatam. Dukkha Sahagatam Kaya Vinyana Chitta. And the Domanasa Vedana. Now this Domanasa Vedana associates with only these two chaitas. Now, what are the two chaitas? Namely, so how do you call this? Dosa Mula. No? Or you call it Domanasa Sahagatam. Domanasa Sahagatam Patiga Sambayutam Asankarika Dosa Mula Chaita and Sasankarika Dosa Mula Chaita. Now, for the somanasa, now you have 62 chaita that you already enumerated in the table number 1.1. So if you look at the table now, No, please look at the table on page 58. Is that it? 58? Yes. So you look at the Somanasa column there. No? So we try to enumerate the Somanasa chaitas. We say there are 4 Somanasa and 12 Akusala chaita. 2 Somanasa in Ahituka chaita. 12 Somanasa in Kama Sovana. Now if you add them together, you get 18 Somanasa in Kama chaita, right? So among the Kama Vajra chaita, 18 are Somanasa. And the next line, 12 Somanasa from Mahakata. And no, the next 2 lines from Logutra, how many? 32 associates with the Somanasa. So 18, 12, and 32. So those, no, 3 types are mentioned on page 104. So if you turn on page number 4, no, we say you read number 4 at the bottom there. Somanasa Vedana is associated with 62 chaitas, namely 18 Kama Vajra Somanasa chaita, 12 Mahakata Somanasa chaita, and 32 Logudra Somanasa chaita. So in the same way, number 5, Upika Vedana is associated with 55 chaitas, namely 32 Kama Upika chaitas, 15 Mahakata Upika chaitas, and 8 Logudra Upika chaita. So you can check on the at the table 1.1 about the 55 Upika. So now we can classify chaita according to the 5 Vedanas in that way. Okay? So let's go to the next topic now. We call it Hetu Sangaha. Here, chaitas and chaita seekers will be compiled briefly according to Hetu, that is, roots. Now, there are 6 types of Hetus or roots. What are they? 3 Akusala Hetu, no, the unwholesome roots. They are the Lopa, the Dosa, and the Moha. We know that these 3 roots will give rise to 12 Akusala Chaita. Now, number 2, the Kusala Hetu, that is wholesome roots. There are also 3 in number. What are they? Alopa, Adosa, and Amoha. So they will give rise to Kusala Chaita. So in the Maha Kusala column, the Maha Kusala Chaita, Maha Kusala Chaita, Rupa Vajra Kusala Chaita, and Arupa Vajra Kusala Chaita, and Lokutra Kusala Chaita. All these chaita, they contain these 3 beautiful roots, Alopa, Adosa, and Amoha. Now, number 3, no? We call them Abhyagata Hetu, also 3 of them. They are also Alopa, Adosa, Amoha. No? So in the next line, we say, Akusala Hetu are the roots that associate with Akusala Chaita. Kusala Hetu are the roots that associate with Kusala Chaita. And Abhyagata Hetu are the roots which associate with Vipaka Chaitas and Kariya Chaita. Abhyagata roots are the same as the Kusala root. Abhyagata means indeterminate. Now the literally, so the next line there. You have the meaning there. Abhyagata means indeterminate, that is, neither determined as karmically wholesome nor as unwholesome. Vipaka chaitas and kriya chaitas, together with their concomitants, that is, chaita seekers, are termed as abhyagata because they are karmically neutral. So, no, the vipaka and kriya chaitas, they are called Abhyagata Chaita. So all these Vipaka and Kriya Chaita, they are called Abhyagata Chaita because karmically they are neutral. They don't have any karma properties. Now, what are the roots that associate with the Vipaka and Kriya Chaita? You can see from here, Now these are ahetuka. Ahetuka means they don't have any root, this 18, right? No root. Now, starting from here, you have roots with them. Now these are sodhana chitta. So, what would be the roots that associate with the sodhana chitta? What would be the roots that associate with the sodhana chitta? Oh, I already changed. No, our chak. So, we have 19 sodhana sadharana chitta sika. You remember that? So, that 19 sodhana sadharana chitta sika, they associate with all the beautiful chitta. So, they also associate with the vitaka and kriya chitta. Now, among that 19 sodhana sadharana, you have two roots there. Alopa adosa. No? So that means alopa adosa associated with this vitaka and kriya chitta. And also we say panya. No? Panya, the wisdom. They associate with what? Jnana sambhita chitta, you say. It's also called amoha root. No? So all these mahakata chitta and lokutra chitta, they contain wisdom, panya, that is amoha, guru is present. So you can see the three roots present in the sodhana, vipaka, and kriya, chitta. Assembly, no? So, alupa, amoha, and adosa. These three wholesome roots, when they associate with kusala chitta, we call them kusala hetu. No? When they associate with vipaka and kriya chitta, you call them Abhyagata Hetu. Now just the name is different, and the other realities are the same three roots. So altogether you have only six roots. Now three Akusala and three the Kusala Hetu. Now, after finding out the roots now, we are going to classify Chitta and Jiva seekers according to this root. So, that is done on page 106 there. No, on page 106 there. Classification of chitta according to roots. So number one, we say ahetuka chitta. Chitta without roots. There are 18 of them. What are they? They are akusala vipaka chitta. 7 akusala vipaka chitta. 8 ahetuka kusala vipaka chitta. And 3 ahetuka kriya chitta. So you know from here. Now the 18 vital roots are these three classes. So these are called ahetuka chitta because they don't have any root. Now we go to number 2. We say sahetuka chitta. Sa means together with. So with roots that means. So sahetuka chitta means chitta with roots. So how many chitta will have roots? So that will be 71. How do you get 71? You are subtracting this 18 ahetuka, 18 from the total number of 89. No, you just take the 89 in the brief method, so you get 71 chitta with roots. And these 71 chitta can further be divided into three groups again. So in the below there we have A. Eka hetuka chitta. Chittas with one root. Eka means one. So you have, there are two moha mula chittas which have only moha as root. So these two moha mula chittas here. Now if you look here, in these two chittas, you say the moha chatukka is present there. So that means moha is present. No, they have the moha root. Only that moha. You don't have the lupa. You don't have lupa there. And you don't have dosa there. Only one root is present. So we say the two moha mula chitta are eka hetuka. No, eka hetuka means only one root. Now you go to the next, that is B. Dvi hetuka. Dvi means two. So chittas with two roots. There are 22 of them. What are they? They are eight Lopa Mula chaitas containing Lopa and Moha as roots. Two Dosa Mula chaitas containing Dosa and Moha as roots. And 12 Jnana Sodhana, Karma Sodhana, Jnana Vipulta chaitas containing Alopa, Adosa as roots. So, that we should understand from this combination of citta and the sika. When you go to the lopa mula citta, this eight lopa mula citta, how many roots do they have? Now, from here you can look at. So, isn't moha present? Moha is present in all akusala citta, we say. So, moha is present. Lopa is present. So, you have two roots. And at the same thing, in the two dosa mula chaita, you have moha as well as dosa. Again, two roots. No? And when you come to the karma, no, karma sodhana, there are 24 chaitas here. Of the 24, no, you know here, of the eight mahakusala, four are jnana sambhita, four are jnana vipayuta. No? So the same thing with mahavipaka and mahakriya. So, how many chaitas are jnana vipayuta? Four. You get 12 jnana vipayuta chaita. So, this jnana vipayuta means they don't have jnana. No, that means they don't have amoha root. Remember, jnana is amoha. So, they have only the two roots, alopa, adosa. No, that are present in the 19 sovana sadharana. No, so they have only two roots. So we had the summary here. There is a church on Hetu Sangha. So these are the name of the Hetu, the root. And these are the 89 chaitas inbred. You have 12 Agusala chaita, 18 Ahetuka chaita, 24 Kama Sovana. So that would make the 54 Kama Vachara chaita. Now you have 27 Mahakata and 8 Lokutara. So altogether you get 89 chaita, right? So here we say Ahetuka chaita, numbers 18. What are they? The 18 Ahetuka chaita, no, this 18. And Ekahetuka, only one root. So what are the chaitas? The two Moha Mula chaitas will contain only Moha as the root. When you have dhihetuka, two roots, there are 22 chaitas. Now, what are they? Eight lopa mula chaitas containing lopa and moha. Two dosa mula chaitas containing dosa and moha. And, now when you say that, you have to refer to this. Now, the kama sodhana, jnana vipayuta chaitas, the 12 of them. So, they will contain alopa, dosa. Alright? Then you go to the dhihetuka. That means three roots. Now what are the chaita? That contain three roots. So from here you can see kama, sodhana, jnana, sambhita, chaita. 12 of them. So you take the jnana, sambhita. You got four here. So 12 jnana, sambhita among the kama, sodhana, chaita. And all the mahakata chaita. You know they contain panya. No? They contain amoha roots. The same thing with lokutra, they contain panya. So here, you have 12 kama, sodhana, jnana, sambhita chaitas, 27 mahakata chaitas, 8 lokutra chaitas, totally 47. So these are the 47 chaitas that associate with panya that we have seen previously. So what are the roots they contain? Alopa, adosa, amoha. So in this way, we classify the chaitas into roots, according to their roots. Now you may ask, what's the purpose of that? You should ask that. So you know that among these chaitas, just like the tree. Now, when the tree has no major roots there, so this tree would not be palm.
No, it would not be Brahma, it would be fever. If you have one root, it's a little Brahma. Two roots, or more Brahma. And three roots, very Brahma, the same thing. So, the chitta with more roots, they would be stronger. They would be stronger ones. And also another thing, we classify people according to this root. We shall classify people according to this root. Now, when we know that these vipaka chitta, they function as the rebirth consciousness of people. They are the resultant of karma. The resultant of karma. Vipaka means a resultant. So, different beings are born with vipaka chitta. And you will see that all the animals, Peter, the wolf who goes, those in hell, they, all of them, are born with this chitta. Upika Sandirana chitta. All these, the willful people. So, since they are born, with Akusala Vipaka, the resultant of Akusala Karma, so they are born with this chitta. So, since it is Ahetuka chitta, there's no root. So we say, the animals, where the willful goes, they are Ahetuka person. No root. No good roots there. So their understanding, their intelligence is very low. Very low there. Now, among the people, the human beings, we can have three classes, three types. Those rejected ones, the rejected ones, the dumb ones, they are born with this upika sandhyana. It is kusala vipaka. It is the result of kusala kama. But this chitta is ahituka chitta. So we call them these people ahituka person. They are among the human beings, the rejected ones. They are so rejected, they cannot even count up to five. They cannot remember up to five. They will count one, two, three, then they forget. So these people who are born blind, who are born deaf, the deaf. So these are the people that have only this, no root with them. They are called ahetuka person. Now, among other people who has true feature, they can be either, they will be born with one of eight Mahavipaka chitta. So if you are born with Mahavipaka Jnana Sambhuta chitta, then you will have three roots. So we call you Tihetuka person. You are Tihetuka person. But there are some people who are born with Jnana Vibhuta, Jnana Vibhuta Mahavipaka chitta. They will have only two roots. So we call them Dvihetuka person. Which is better? Dvihetuka or Tihetuka? What do you want to be? So Tihetuka is much better. Because you have the jnana there, the panya is there. The panya is there. And only if you have that amoha root in your rebirth consciousness, you can develop jhana and mekka in this existence. If you are a Dvihetuka person, usually you cannot match up with those Dvihetuka person. You are a little retarded enough. A little slow in your wit. And when you meditate, you can never attain Magga and Jhana in this existence. So, how would you test it? So, undertake meditation. So, if you get Jhana, you're sure? You are a Tihetuka person. Well, I say, if you understand Abhidhamma well, I will call you Tihetuka person. Because even when you undertake meditation, even though you cannot develop the jhana, we cannot say that you are not the Hetuka person. Because you might not strive enough to attain the jhana. Or you didn't find the right method suitable to you yet. So it may not be the right time yet. So just keep on meditating, try. Don't give up. You have to meditate, the whole life. So, if by doing that you are acquiring very, very good, the Tihetuka Kama. So even if you are not enlightened in this world, so we say you get the seed, no? The seed of marriage. So that will spring up in your next existence. So in the next existence, if you undertake the meditation again, oh, you can develop the jhana and magga very easily. So no? Please do it. Okay. So that is the purpose of, you know, the classifying teachers according to the hetu. Now we can go to the next classification. That is at the bottom of page 106, we have Ticca Sangha. Now we can wait a little bit. Here, teachers and Chaitanya seekers will be compiled briefly according to their functions. Now, Ticca. Ticca, here we translate as function. It is actually the functions that is performed by this eight chaita. Now, there are 14 kinds of functions performed by various chaitas. It is remarkable to note that every chaita performs at least one type of function. So there's no loafers among the chaitas. No loafers. So they always at least do their not their duty, at least they perform one function. Now, what are these 14 functions performed by the teachers given on page 107? So we can read them. So number one is Patisanchi Teacher. We call it rebirth function, or linking the first life with the present life. So Patisanchi literally means linking the two existences. Linking the two existences. So how that comes about? So when you are conceived in your mother's womb, you are starting the present existence. And also that is a link between your past existence and the present existence. No, when you take the rebirth, that you become conceived in the mother's womb. So that function of taking rebirth is called Patisanchi Teacher, and we translate it as rebirth function. No? Because of that function, no? Because of that teacher that performed this function, you become conceived in this existence and you get this existence. So if you are born as a deva, you will be born immediately as a full person. No? You will be born fully as a grown-up deva. So that is Patisanchi function. Now number two is Bhavanga Teacher. Now Bhavanga Teacher means life continuum, or to continue the formation of life stream incessantly till death. So remember, we are born in this existence because of a good karma that we perform in the past. There are billions and billions of karma, but only one karma will produce one existence. So when that kusala karma produce, condition you to be reborn in this existence. So if this karma is derived from this first mahakusala chaita, you will be reborn with the first Mahavipaka Chitta. No? So, just like the seed gives its own type of plant. No? If you sow a mango seed, you will get a mango plant. So if you sow an apple seed, you will get an apple plant. So the same thing here. The first Mahagusala Kama, they will produce the first Mahavipaka Chitta. So this karma, when it has the chance to bear result, it will produce this result. No? It will produce it one chitta after another. So it keeps producing it till the whole existence. Till the whole existence. So depending on the strength of that karma, your lifespan will be either long or short. No, if this karma is very weak, you will have only like a very short lifespan. So if this karma is strong, you are going to have a long lifespan. So this karma will produce this Mahavipaka Chitta, starting from till death. your lifespan will be either long or short. Now, if this karma is very weak, you have only like a very short lifespan. So if this karma is strong, you are going to have a long lifespan. So this karma will produce this Mahavipaka Chitta, not starting from rebirth till death, till you die. So it will produce this Mahavipaka Chitta one after another. So the first Mahavipaka Chitta, we say, it performs the rebirth function. It performs the rebirth function, so we call it the rebirth consciousness. And the next Mahavipaka Chitta, they carry on, no? So they perform the Bhavanga Chitta, we say. No? The life continuum, that is, to keep you alive in this existence. So this Mahavipaka Chitta, as soon as Mahavipaka Chitta arises, you have seen here. Now when you get Mahavipaka Chitta, now there can be 33 Chitta seekers associated with it. No? So they arise together. When Mahavipaka Chitta arises, you have 33 Chitta seekers along with it. So how many khandas do you have? Khandas, you know that now? We call it what? The groups of existence. So the Chitta will represent one group we call Vinyana Khanda, the group of consciousness. And these 33 Chitta seekers, now, if you form them in khandas, put them into khandas, how many groups of khanda do you have? From the Chitta seekers, you always have three. That's we already said yesterday, I think. Vedana will make the Vedana khanda. The Vedana in all this Vipaka Chitta, they will represent the Vedana khanda, the group of feeling, the group of feeling. And the Sanya, they will give the group of perception, the group of perception. And all the remaining Chitta seekers, however much they may be, they will be grouped together as Sankhara Khanda, the group of formation. So you get three Chitta seeker Khanda, one Chitta Khanda, and Rupa is also produced by that Kama. That Kama also produces a Rupa. That rupa is very important. That rupa produced by karma, that form your body and shape. So according to that karma, you will get a beautiful body or not. No, it depends on this kamaja rupa. So that kamaja rupa will furnish the group of matter. So you get five khandas. Now every instant, whenever vipaka chitta arises, you get the five khandas. One after another. They arise and we dissolve. This five khanda. Arise, dissolve. But another group arise, dissolve. So, as you have the Mahavipaka Chitta, one after another, you have the five groups of existence arise, dissolve, five groups of existence arise, so you keep on living. So, this is the function. We call Bhavanga Chitta, the life continuum function. That is again performed by these. The Vipaka Chitta. Now number three, Arachana Chitta, apprehending or adverting consciousness towards the object. So adverting function is performed by these two Arachana Chitta. You know that? Pancha Dvara Vachana and Mano Dvara Vachana. They have to advert or direct the Chitta towards the sense object. Each sense object selectively. So this is actually the Avachana Chitta is to know each sense object. So you have to start with it, the Avachana Chitta, apprehending or adverting consciousness towards the object. Then number four will follow. We call Dasana Chitta, seeing the object. Now if the Pancha Dvara Vachana adverts your chitta towards the same object that appears in the eye. So you will get this number four, Dasana Chitta, the seeing the object. So seeing consciousness will arise to perform this chitta, to perform this function. Now instead of that, number five, Savana Chitta, hearing the sound. So if Panja Dvara Vachana adverts or directs your mind towards the audible object that appears in the ear, then you have to do the sadhana kicha mix. No, you have to do the hearing function. So here your the ear consciousness will arise to do this function. Or it can direct to the nose. So in that case you will have kayana kicha, that is smelling the object. Or it can advert your mental stream to the tongue. So we call it the sayana kicha, tasting the object. Or pusana kicha, touching the object. So these are the five functions that must be performed to know the five sense objects that appear in these five poles, right? So, and number 9, sampadichana kicha, receiving the object. Sandirana kicha, investigating the object. And vatthapana kicha, determining the object. And javana kicha, perceiving or enjoying the taste of the object. And now I explained to you on the first day. Now when we talk about the sampadichana and sankirana, we say the sampadichana, it performs the receiving function. So we call it receiving consciousness because it receives the function. And sankirana, we call it investigating consciousness because it performs sankirana function, that is investigating. Now, I told you, when a sense object, like a visible object, strikes the ear, strikes the eye, you get eye consciousness. That sees this object. But this eye consciousness, it arises just for a short moment. It arises and it dissolves. So it performs the seeing function. But now it dissolves. So to know the seeing function, this image that it takes should be transmitted to the next arising chitta. And the next arising chitta would be sampadichana chitta, that receives the image. So we say it performs the receiving function. Then again, that image must be passed to the next arising chitta again, that would be sankirana chitta. It makes the investigation whether the sense object is good or bad. Then it dissolves again. So it transmits that sense object to the next arising chitta again. So that would be manodvara vachana. So that is the number 11. That the manodvara vachana will perform the vatthapana kicha. That is determining the object, whether it is good or bad, right? The vatthapana here, that is determining whether the object is good or bad. Now, after determining, the manodvara vachana determines it good or bad, or it determines, it's very beautiful. It's very nice. So you have lopa mula chitta doing the next function, this jhamana kicha. Jhamana kicha, perceiving or enjoying the taste of the object. So at that stage, we know what is the object. So only when you come to this stage, this jhamana function, jhamana kicha, we know each sense object. And we enjoy the sense object at the same time. So it is called jhamana function. Jhamana function, perceiving or enjoying the taste of the object. And after that, another chitta will follow. So we call them the dhalamana chitta. The dhalamana means the restoring or to continue enjoying the taste of the object. So when we say it makes the registration, because after that, the purpose of the cognizing the object is finished. So it is the last one, so it may just register there. Or we just say it continues enjoying the peace of the sense object. It arises. So up to 13, starting from number 3, avachana, up to 13, the dhalamana. These are, these functions are performed in series, one after another, to know each object, and to enjoy the taste of this object. So these are the function. Now when you go to the canto number 14, there is chuchi teacher. We say the death function. So this should be the last one, no, in your life, the death function. So, no, all these 14 functions performed by the teacher, are they important or not to you? Are they important or not to you? Yes, all of them are very important. So usually, in the Christian people in Myanmar, they will ask you like that. Sometimes they ask you six questions. So they will just ask you, mention the functions performed by the various teachers. Then you mention these 14 functions in Pali as well as the meaning. So this is it. So sometimes they try to change the question like this. Now, from the time you take that, you are going to sleep, till the time you die, what are the functions, the inevitable functions that you must perform? Or what are the important functions that you must perform? So that is the question. So what will be your answer? The same thing, the opportune function. Now, these are important to us, like the Patisanti to get this existence. And the Linga teacher to keep on alive, to be alive, they are necessary. And from 3 to 30, to know and enjoy the sense object, to know the sense object, and to enjoy the taste of the sense object. So they are important in life. And finally, the chuchi teacher, the death function is again very important. Now, it is important that you die very peacefully. Now, if you don't die peacefully, it's not good. So, some people, when they are about to die, they get terrible, they get scared. It's not good, So, if you die smiling, that will be very good. Because, again, we will see later on. Now, at the time of death, near death, at the near death, we always have the vision of the next existence. No, you will have the vision of the next existence at that time. So some people, they see that they are going to be reborn in hell. So they saw this hellfire. So they got very scared. So not good. So some people are smiling because they see the devas there. Very beautiful devas coming, welcoming them. Oh, very good. So they are happy. So that death function is very important. So all these are important. Now we go to the next topic. The teachers performing these respective functions. So, now number one, there are 19 teachers. Please read together. There are 19 teachers which perform repeated function. These are, there are 2 Upika Sandhivana teachers, 8 Mahavipaka teachers, and 9 Mahakata Vipaka teachers. These teachers are known as rebirth consciousness, the Patisanti teachers, while they perform rebirth function. So, there are 19 teachers that perform the rebirth function. Now, these 19 teachers are all Vipaka teachers. Now, that you should know these 19 teachers. We say they are 2 Santirana teachers. This Upika. 2 Upika Santirana teachers. 8 Mahavipaka teachers. And 9 Mahakata Vipaka teachers. Now, these all you call Mahakata because they belong to Mahakata Vipaka teachers. Or you can just say 5 Rupavajra Vipaka teachers. And 4 Rupavajra Vipaka teachers. How many do you have? 2 plus 8, 10. And plus 9, 19. So these are the teachers that perform the rebirth function in various planes of existence. Now for all the beings, these are the rebirth consciousness. Remember, for a person, there will be only one rebirth consciousness. So we always say, if you are going to be born in hell, or as an animal, your rebirth consciousness would be this one. This one. So all the hell people, the worldly people, they had in common only one type of patichanti, chitta. So they are all born with this in akusala vipaka, uttikha sandhidana chitta. And among the human beings, and also some deva, we are born with this, either with this ahetuka, kusala vipaka chitta. That is, if we are retarded person, if we are born blind, so this will perform the rebirth function. And also among the deva, we see the Lodata, the upbound devas, we say. Those who do not have any mention, they just walk on the ground. They have very low devas like that. So they may be also bound with this chaitra. Now for the human beings and deva, who have all the features, they are born with one of these eight mahavipaka chitta, both human being and deva. So you have ten, from the karma vajra chitta, you get ten the rebirth consciousness. So that brings rebirth in the karma sphere. Either in the verbal sphere or in the physical sphere, the human play and deva play. And this time, Rupa Vajra, Rupaka Chaitra, they will bring about rebirth in the Rupa Brahma play. And the four Arupa Vipaka, they serve as the rebirth consciousness of Arupa Brahma. So altogether, there are 19. Okay? So, we can go to the next. Please read again. There are 19 chaitas which perform life continuum process. They are the same as the 19 prishanti chaitas. They are known as bhanga chaita or subconsciousness while they perform the life continuum of life continuum process. So we say, when the karma produces its resultant chitta, the first resultant chitta will perform this rebirth function. So we call it rebirth consciousness. And after that, this vipaka chitta keep arising. So it is being produced by the karma. So they perform the bhavanga chitta, the life continuum process. So we call them bhavanga chitta, or the life continuum consciousness. So when we are asleep, when we do not know anything, so at that time, the bhavanga chitta will be arising in us. Now bhavanga chitta, when they arise, we don't know anything at that time. Because this bhavanga chitta, as I will explain to you later, they take the past object, as their object. They take the past object. And we are not supposed to know that. And so we do not know anything at that time. But they are essential to keep us alive. And so bhavanga chitta. So this bhavanga chitta, some Western writers, since they are not aware of any sense object, they call this chitta as a subconsciousness, they call it. Actually, this early chitta is aware of a sense object. But this sense object belongs to the past existence. We are not supposed to know it. Just like the digestion going on in your body and the blood circulation going on in the body, you are not supposed to know them. You are not supposed to know about your intestine squeezing the food. If you know it, twitch up, you cannot sleep. So, we don't know that. So, we also have the chart for this one. So it is called the chart on Kicca, the Kicca Sangha. Again, we have the 14 Kicca, the 14 Kicca here, and the 89 Kicca here. So remember, you have the 12 akusala, and this is the 18 ahituka, and 24 kama sobana, and among the mahakata, no, you have. How do you have mahakata? So we say here, mahakata kusala tariya 18. So that means among the mahakata, 27 chaita, you have 9 kusala chaita, 9 kariya chaita, vipaka chaita, and 9 kariya chaita. So what do you call them? We call them 9 mahakata kusala chaita. No? This is 5 and 4. And this 9, how do you call them? Mahakata vipaka chaita. And this 9? Mahakata kariya chaita. So when you see this, this means mahakata kusala chaita. No? This is maha. So maha kusala chaita and maha kariya chaita. So they refer to this too. No? 8 maha kusala, maha vipaka, and 8 maha kariya. So altogether you get 68. 8 maha kusala and 8 maha kriya, 68, and 8 maha vipaka. And here we come to the mahakata that I just told you. 9 mahakata kusala chaita, the 9 mahakata kusala chaita, and the 9 mahakata kariya chaita. So, and you have the 9 mahakata vipaka chaita. So only up to lokiya chaita now. Then you have the 8 lokutara chaita. So you have all the 89 chaita. Now from this, we say Patisanti Kriksha is performed by 19 chaita. Now what are these 19 chaitas? They are two upekha sandhirana, remember, two upekha sandhirana, 8 mahavipaka and 9 mahakata vipaka, this 9. So altogether 90. And these 19 chaita, they are called Patisanti chaita, that is rebirth consciousness, when they perform the rebirth function. And when you say the Govinda function, the life continuum function, but the same chaita, they perform the Govinda function. So when they perform the Govinda function, what do you call them? You call them the Govinda chaita, not life continuum chaita. And these are the chaitas again that perform finally the chuti chaita. The chuti is the death function. So at that time we will call them chuti chaitas or death consciousness. So these 19 chaitas, they perform patisanti chaita, bhavanga chaita, chuti chaita. So you understand that? So I explain to you, we are born by a kusala karma, that we perform in the past. Now if this kusala karma, that kusala karma actually, it exists in our mental state. Now if that kusala karma has the chance to give rebirth to you, so it will produce its resultant consciousness. So for us, if I say it is the first mahakusala karma, and the resultant consciousness you will have will be the first, the mahavipaka chitta. So that mahavipaka chitta will be produced by this karma for the whole existence. The whole existence, one after another. So the first mahavipaka chitta, it performs rebirth function. You call it rebirth consciousness. And the next mahavipaka chitta, so they arise one after another, they will perform the Bhavanga chaita, the life continuum. So you call them life continuum consciousness. And finally, when you die, the last, the chaita that is produced by this karma, so that will be the last. So we say it performs the death function. So we call it the death, the death consciousness. So, the same chaita perform these three functions. Okay? Alright? Okay then. So we have to remember these 19 chaita. Now that perform this rebirth function, life continuum function, and death function. Now the next is easy. The avachana. adverting consciousness, no? Adverting function, directing the seekers towards various sense objects. So avachana teacher is performed by the two avachana teacher. So what are they? What do you call this? Pancha dvara vachana chitta. And the next one? Mano dvara vachana chitta. Now, the prasna is the seeing function, is performed by chakhu vinyana tri. No, tri means the two. There is the two chakhu vinyana, the two eye consciousness. And the same thing, savana, hearing function, is performed by what? The two ear consciousness, that is sotra vinyana dvi, and gayana, smelling function, will be performed by what? The two gana vinyana dvi, that is the nose consciousness, and sayana, that is the tasting function, is performed by the two jiva vinyana dvi, no, the two tongue consciousness, and pusana is the touching function. It is performed by the two kaya vinyana dvi, the two body consciousness. So that's easy. Now you come to the next samadhichana. So receiving. After seeing, you have to receive, no, the sense object. So that is performed by these two samadhichana chitta. No, the samadhichana, the receiving function. Then you have to go to santirana, investigating function. So it is performed by three santirana chitta. So you have now one santirana here and two santirana here. So three of them will perform the santirana function. And what vatthapana means by mano dvara vachana. So this mano dvara vachana, now it performs the two functions actually. One is avachana, and now it also performs the vatthapana, determining whether the sense object is good or bad. Now after determining the sense object, you enjoy, no, the sense object, you enjoy it. Now together at that time, you know with the awareness of the object, you become aware of the object, and you enjoy the sense object. Now this jhana, no, the jhana function is again very important, because it is the one, no, that carry the enjoyment of the senses. No, that when you are enjoying, you are having this chitta. So the jhana function is performed by 35 chitta. No, it is performed by 35 chitta. So if you appear for the examination again, you have to remember this 35. Now what are these 35? So if you know how to make them, it is very easy. Very easy. So if you look at page 108. Now we come to number 12 on page 108 now. So we can read that page. There are 55 teachers which perform the jhana teacher. They are 12 are kusala teachers, 21 kusala teachers, 4 kala jnana teachers, and 18 kriya teachers. The two avachana teachers being accepted. These teachers can easily remember by the phrase ko kari kala. That's the way we know them, we remember them. So if you understand ko kari kala, now that's all what you have to remember. So you know the 55 jhana chitta. Ko kari kala. So no, very easy. Ko kari kala. So what do you mean by ko? So kusala and akusala. So you take all the akusala chitta, 12. All the kusala chitta, 21. So no ko, we say here. Kari. So in the kriya, you are going to have the kriya chitta. Now there are 20 kriya chaitas, but here there is no exception here. The two avachana must be accepted. No? So you take the remaining 18. So the two avachana, they perform the avachana function. So you leave behind the two. No? So you get 18 from here. So 12 plus 21 33 plus 18, you get 51. Then you just add the fourthla, no, the fourthla. So you get 55. You get this 55. So if you know kukukurikala, you know the Chavana Chita? No? Okay. So here you can see, now those that perform the Jhavana function, you are thinking all the 12 are Kusala Chita. No? Now, what are the Kusala Chitas now? No? You can see here you have 8 Maha Kusala. No? 8 Maha Kusala is present here. And you have the 9 Mahakata Kusala. No? 9 Mahakata Kusala and 4 Mahakata Kusala here. So you should be familiar with this chart. But we are saying just this, no? this whole group. There is 8 Mahakusala, 9 Mahakata Kusala, no? Kusala, and 4 Mogutra Kusala. So you add this, no? So how do you get? 21. You get 21. Then Kari, no? We say you take the 18 one here. So you take Hasi Tukpada, no? Excepting the 2 Avachana. So of these 3 Kariya, you exclude the 2 avachana. You take just Hasi Tukpada. Then here you take 8 Mahakariya, and here you take 9 Mahakata Kariya, so you get 18. 1 here, 8 here, you get 9. And you add with this 9, you get 18. So, and then you add the 4 Kala, the 4 Kala here. So this is the 4 Kala, because you have already taken the 4 Kusala. So altogether, there are 55. And there's one thing now we have to note about this 55, no, Jhavana Chitta. Since they perform the Jhavana function, we call them Jhavana Chitta. Now, of the 55 Jhavana Chitta, the 29 belongs to the Kama Vajra Chitta. 29 belong to the Kama Vajra Chitta. What are they? So these are Kama Vajra Chitta. So, 12 are Kusala Chaita, and Hasi Tulpada, you get 13 now, and here, 8 Maha Kusala Chaita, and 8 Maha Kriya Chaita. So, all together, you get 29. Okay? So, that 29, so you can read on, no, with the, on page 118. So, Kana Jhavana Chaita, 29. No, what are they? The 12 are Kusala Chaita, 8 Maha Kusala Chaita, 8 Maha Kriya Chaita, and 1 Hasi Tupada Chaita. Since this Jhavana Chaita belong to the Kama Chaita, we call them Kama Jhavana Chaita. Okay? And then the next one is called Apana Jhavana Chaita. Now, Apana Jhavana Chittas mean, there are 26 of them. They include 9 Mahakata Kusala Chaita and 9 Mahakata Kriya Chaitas, 4 Megajnana Chaitas and 4 Phalajnana Chaitas. If you look on this chart, so these are Mahakata, no? So these are Mahakata and these are Lokutra. So this jhana, no? This jhana, how many of them? You have 9 Mahakata Kusala Chaita, no? 9 Mahakata Kusala Chaita, and 9 Mahakata Kriya Chaita. So these are 9 Mahakata Kriya Chaita. You get 18 now. And you add with the 9 Mahakata, the 8 Lokutra Chaita, you get 26. So these are called Apana Jhavana Chaita. So by Apana, you should know, no, it refers to Jhana, Mega, and Phala. So, Apana means Mega, Jhana, Mega, and Phala. No? So, these are the Jhana Chaita, and the Mega Chaita, and the Phala Chaita. No? So, the Apana, what does Apana mean? Jhana, Mega, and Phala. So, these Jhana Chaita, no, the Apana Jhavana Chaita will arise only when you attain the jhana or the mecca. or the phala. So they will arise only at those times. So at other times, while you are enjoying the sense pleasure, so at that time only kama jhavana chitta will arise. So we make the distinction here. So during the time you are aware of the sense object and you are enjoying the sense object, so only that time, only among the 29 kama jhavana chitta will arise, but only one at a time. No, only one at a time. When we say 29, that means all the jhavana chitta that can not participate as the jhavana function. So in one particular moment, you will have only one jhavana chitta. Like we say, when you make the decision, oh, the sense object is very beautiful, so you get only one loka mula chitta performing the jhavana function. When you develop hatred towards that person, so at that time, only dosa mula chitta will arise as jhavana. Now, when you are looking at the Buddha statue, oh, so pious, no? So, the Buddha, oh, very respectful. So at that time, what would be the jhavana chitta? What would be the jhavana chitta? Don't forget it. So when you are having the wholesome object, like the Buddha statue, so you will have kusala jhavana chitta. One of the eight mahakusala chitta will perform the jhavana function at that time. So only one type at a time. Now we are now seeing all the type. Now we can go to number 13. There are 11 chittas which perform the dhyalamana chitta, that is the registering function. They are 3 samjirana chittas and 8 mahavipaka chittas. So you can see from here, the dhyalamana, the registering function, is performed by 3 samjirana and the 8 mahavipaka. So you have 11 chittas. So these 11 chittas, what we call the dhyalamana chitta. So as you go, we call it as jhavana chitta. So we go in the same way. So we complete all the functions now. And number 14 here, there are 19 chittas which perform chitti chitta, that is the depth function. They are the 2 would be called sandhirana. 8 maha vipaka and 9 mahagata vipaka. Just as we have shown here, the chitti chitta is also performed by these 19 chittas. Now, after enumerating the chittas that perform the various functions, now we make this table with you take the statistics. Now here we are taking the statistics. The number of chitta is shown here. And the number of chittas are shown here. So you would say the 12 akusala chitta, they perform only the jhavana function, just one function. So according to this statistic, so all the jhavana chittas, actually the 55 jhavana chittas, they perform only that jhavana function. So under this jhavana chitta, you have only one, because they perform only that one function. Now if the chitta perform 2 functions, so you take as the 2, like over here, somana sandhirana. So you take as the 2, like over here, somana sandhirana. It performs sandhirana function as well as the dhyalamana function. So you put in the 2. It performs the 5, no chitta. So the 2 would be called sandhirana chitta. They can perform the 5 functions. Now what are these? What are the functions? Patisandhi, Paringa, and Chuchi. And when you come here, they also perform sandhirana, investigating function. And it also performs the dhyalamana, the registering function. So we take the statistics here. So the number of functions performed by each type of chitta. Then we put the cross-examination here.
So this is a question for you now. No, so if you can answer them correctly, then we can stop. Otherwise, we have to proceed. So, according to this table here, there are 68 chaitas that perform only one function. So, what are those 68 chaitas? Now, that is the question now. So, we expect the answer from you now. So you just look at here 111. No, the 111. So these chaitas, they perform only one function. So we say all the 545 jhavana chaitas, they perform only that jhavana function. So under those 55 you will see 111. So you can take 55 jhavana chaitas. And again, the 10 deep pancha vinyana, no, these 10 chaitas, they also perform only one function each. Like the two, not the chakru vinyana, this, that is eye consciousness. They perform only this function, the same function. The same thing, with the two sota vinyana, this, ear consciousness, they perform only the hearing, no function. So we place one here. So 10 here, 55, so we get 65. So three more. It's necessary. So what would be that tree? So you look here, the remaining tree is here. The two sampadeshana, no sampadeshana tree. The two sampadeshana chitta, they also perform only this one function, that is receiving function. And what do you have the next one? Pancha dwara vachana. No, it also perform only this one function, that is a vachana function. So you have three. No, there are two sambadichana and one pancha dwara vachana. So you add three there, you get 68. Okay, the next question now. There are two chaitas that perform two functions. Now what are the two of them? So you just look here, you see number two here. No, those are the two chaitas. What are they? One is somanasa santirana chitta. And what are the functions it performs? So you go down here. So you see from here it performs santirana, investigating function. And it also performs a dhalamana, registering function. And the next chitta is manodvara vachana. What are the functions? Avachana, no, there is a battery. And vachana, determining. So, there are three chaitas that perform nine functions. So what would be the nine chaitas that perform three functions? Again here you can see three nine. What are the nine chaitas? The nine mahakata vipaka chaitas. What are the functions they perform? So these are the functions here. So you go this way. So they perform patisanti, karinga and chuti functions. Eight chaitas that perform four functions. So here you can see four eight. Here are the eight mahavipaka chaitas. What are the four functions? So here you get three. No? Three functions here. Plus the dhalamana. So, and two chaitas performing the five functions. So what are they? So here, no? The two upekha sandhyana chaitas. So, no? These two chaitas, they can perform patisanti, bhavanga, chuti, and sandhirana, and katalamana. So they are the champion, actually. So it's good to know the functions performed by the chitta, and also the chitta that perform these various functions. So these chittas are now named according to the function they perform. So when they perform patisanti function, you call them patisanti chitta, in the reef of consciousness. When they perform bhavanga, so you call them bhavanga chitta, so there is the life continuum function. Just like in men, we call him different names, we give him, according to the work he done. So when I serve as professor in the university, you call me Professor Monk. Then you call me Professor Monk. Now I'm advisor to our Ministry of Religious Affairs. So in that case, you will call me advisor. Now you will call me advisor. Now I'm teaching you Abhidhamma. So what would you call me? So you call me Abhidhamma teacher. Now you call me Abhidhamma teacher. I also wrote books. I have written about 50 books. So how would you call me? You can call me the author or the writer there. Now if I drive a taxi, what would you call me? So a taxi driver. So it depends on the work I do. The same person can be called different name. So the same teacher can be called as rebirth consciousness or life continuum or death consciousness. So very interesting actually. So we have to finish the bottom one there. Prana. This week, what is meant by prana? Prana. This week, what is meant by prana? Prana means functioning place. As we need a place or office to carry out for a particular job, so teachers need place to perform their functions. It is the very substance of each teacher which serves as the place of the performing its function. The very substance of each teacher refers to the teacher itself. So the place of function of each teacher is the same as the teacher. So here is the argument. Now we say in the human world, if you perform some job, you need the place to perform that job. So if you are selling something, you will need a shop to sell it. So if you are a mechanic, you need a workshop. If you are a teacher, you need a room to get the teaching there. Now if you say this teacher, they perform various functions. Now where is the place that they perform their function? So what is the answer? So we say the teacher themselves, the very substance of the teacher themselves, are the place where they perform the function. So in that case, if you look at page 110, so we say there are 10 prana. Prana means functioning place. Functioning place. So there are 10 prana because 5 related functions. That is, the 5 sense impressions are performed in turn in a single prana called Pancha Vijnana prana. Well, we just continued reading it. Now, these 10 pranas are number 1, Patisanti prana. They refer to the Patisanti chitta. So, here, we say these are also the name of prana. Now, what is Patisanti prana? So it is the 19 Patisanti chitta that perform this Patisanti function. So, now we say the prana and the chitta are the same. So what would be the Bhavinga prana? The Bhavinga prana would be the 19 Bhavinga chitta, the same chitta. And what would be the Chuti prana? Again this 19 Chuti chitta, that is the death consciousness. Now, what is Avachana prana? The performing Avachana function? So we say the 2 Avachana chitta. The Pancha Dwara Vachana and the Lord Dwara Vachana. Now, when you come to this 5 function, the 5 functions that must be performed to know the sense object. So they are taken as one prana. Just one, for functioning place. So that you can see in number 4, on page 110, number 4. We call it Pancha Vijnana prana. Pancha Vijnana prana. 5 functions are performed in this place, in this prana. So the 5 functions are these. Most seeing function, hearing and smelling, tasting and touching. They are performed in this Pancha Vijnana prana. So what chitta that perform this function? So that the Pandu Pancha Vinyana Chaita, right? So we say you go to Pancha Vinyana Chana, and they refer to the Pandit Pancha Vinyana Chaita. So, but the five functions are performed in one Chana. So the number of Chana would be four less than the number of Chaita. Because five functions, no, you make it just one Chana. So five function one channel, then the number of channel would be two less. So you have 14 teachers, but you have only 10 channel. So you perform these one at a time. No, one at a time. For example, if you take the sense object in the eye. So you have to begin according to this series. You have to begin with avachana. Now to know the sense object that appears in your eye. When the sense object appears in your eye, now in order to know the sense object, you have to start with avachana. No, that is directing or adverting your mind towards that, concerning that object. So, what would be the chitta that performs this avachana function in this case? It would be pancha dwara vachana. Since it belongs to one of the five, this five doors. Taken care by pancha dwara vachana. So pancha dwara vachana will arise first. Will arise here. Then, after this function, what should follow? The dasana function must be followed. So, after you are adopting this, you must see that sense object. So, that same function, dasana, is performed by what? The tail chakhu vinyana. Will be performed only by one chitta at a time. If the sense object is present, so what chakra vinyana will arise? There are two chakra vinyana. Now if the sense object is present, it would be the kusala vipaka chakra vinyana will arise. If the sense object is not present, it is the resultant of akusala kama. So at that time, akusala vipaka chakra vinyana will arise. Only one at a time. Now we are saying there are two that perform the same function. There are two chitta that perform this function because we are counting all the chitta that perform the same function. So, after same function is done, so you go to the next functioning place. So you have nothing to do with the other thing, like the hearing. Smelling cannot take place since you are focusing your attention on the visible object. Only this function. So after that, what will follow? Sankatichana will follow to receive. Now what that eye consciousness sees before it is up. So it receives that sense object. If its function is just to receive it, then it dissolves again. So the next one, Sankatichana function must be done. So, some dhyana chitta arises to investigate whether the sense object is good or bad. Then, some dhyana chitta will dissolve again. But before it dissolves, it will pass over this information to the vittapana. So, the manodhara vachana performs this vittapana, then determines whether the sense object is good or bad. Now, after that determination, chamana function must follow. Chamana means not enjoying the sense object. No, you're enjoying the taste of the sense object. So, one of the 29 kama jhalana chitta will perform this jhalana function. Now, after the end of that, the next function has to be carried on. So, you do the registering function. And that is done by one of these 11, the dhalamana chitta. Then, finish. So, that means advertise. Cognizing this sense object and enjoying it. Finish. All these functions are finished. So you finish with one process then. Then, if you want to know what is the sense object that appears in the ear, you again call the step from here. Avachana. Again, pancha dwara vachana. Will advert. Will confront. Will take attention of that. Of the hear. The audible sound. Audible sound. Then you will have. Now this time, after that, sarana, to hear. So here consciousness arrives here in this time. And after that you carry on with Sangadichana, Sandhyana, Uttavana, Chayana, Gadhalamana, then finish. So to know each sense object, you have to perform a series of functions. So a series of chittas will arise. Not to know each sense object. So that's the way that is happening in us. No, since the sense object is appearing in one of the sense objects, not the sense day, to know this, you have to perform this function. So if you know this, then it is very easy to know the series of chitta that must be arising to know each sense object in the six senses. Okay? So I think you have quite a lot to read, and I didn't know whether you have been reading or not. So when I ask question, I'm a little afraid. I'm a little afraid that I don't get any answer. Well, if we have answer, we are very glad. So I think we make quite a good progress today. So we will stop here, and I think we'll be glad to stop right here. So let's do the sharing now, right now. Okay. Idam me punyam asvakhaya vaham khatu me this merit of mine lead me to the extinction of all defilements. Idam me punyam nidhanasa pachaya khatu me this merit of mine be conducive to my attainment of Nibbana. Iman no punyatagam sabba satyanam dhema. Iman no punyatagam sabba satyanam dhema. Iman no punyatagam sabba satyanam dhema. We share these merits with all sentient beings. May all sentient beings obtain the share of this merit and be well and happy always. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. So we make a lot of merit today. So we repeat it again tomorrow. So tomorrow will be quite interesting, very interesting. And we have to climb up to the top of the hill tomorrow. So.